After a rough outing the previous Friday night and the disappointment of their first loss of the season, Chi High hit the road once again to face a powerful River Falls squad on the Wildcats' home field.
Well, good evening and welcome to a picture-perfect September night for football on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-River Falls, Raymer Field, the site of this Big Rivers Conference matchup between your 2-1 Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the 2-1 Wildcats of River Falls. I formation, twin receivers to the left. Tino Massa gives to Tarasevich, runs right into the heart of the line. He's turned back. Chi High stops him.
What an excellent play by Berger's defense out there.
Tino Moss, the River Falls quarterback, flares it out to Burke. Burke breaks one tackle, and then he's ripped down by Simon Fish. Behind the line of scrimmage, Fish with an emphatic stop. Third down and 9 for River Falls. Twin receivers right, single receiver left.
Eli Johnson open in the slot right now.
Massa back to pass, dancing under pressure, hit and sacked. He's pulled down by a wall of white. A number of players in, but I think Drake Dakin might have been the first one. Massa back to pass on 4th and 9. Floats over the middle. He's got Eli Johnson. Johnson has work to do. He will fall forward, but he's short. He's short by half a yard. Oh, the 6'6".
Even with a good spot.
Giant of a man smashed forward, but could not get to the line to gain.
And that's teamwork for you right there. The two Chi High Cardinals individually probably could not have made that stop, but together, half a yard short is all the difference in the world.
Chi High will receive the second half kickoff as well. 4:27 to play. Flip to LeMay. LeMay dancing across the 20-yard line. Still jitterbugging. Turns outside the numbers. 25-30. Jackson LeMay with the first down of the game for Chi High with 4:19 left to go before halftime. Clary's going to keep it himself. Clary the 40, the 45, the 50. Calling Clary the 45. And Chi High once again fakes the punt. And this time, no flags.
Another beautiful, gutsy call for the Cardinals.
In River Falls territory, and again, first foray by our count into the Wildcats side of the field for Chi High. Potter pumps, throws it left side. That's Hebert. Hebert cuts across. Look at that speed. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. A 40-yard pitch and catch on the wide receiver screen. Potter to Clary, and we're a PAT away from a tie game.
Beautiful play. I love that series. Not only the fake on the punt, and give credit to Clary, but that pass is just beautiful. Letting our receiver with the speed just get it.
Now 8:05 to go, third quarter, 7-7 ball game, knocking on the door of the red zone. Give to Bolin. Bolin cutting outside the numbers. Bolin with a burst, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson Bolin for the 7th time this year, and Chi High leads 13-7.
You could really just tell that that was about to come with the power running that they were putting on there and then just wearing the defense down.
Pistol set here. Calls for the ball. Give to LeMay. LeMay has a big crease. 45-50. Skips by. Gets through another arm tackle. LeMay at the 45-yard line. Dances out of another tackle. 30. 25. He's still on his feet. He's going all the way to the 5 to the end zone. Oh, my goodness. Jackson LeMay. 60 yards to the house. LeMay in motion left to right. Potter back to pass. Potter throws it out left side. Got a man wide open in the flat 20-yard line and up to the 25 for a first down. The big target out there, I think that was Corey Zuckerman with his first catch tonight. Might be even his first catch of the season. Big play here for both sides. Potter back to pass. He's going to float it down the left side again, looking for Hebert again. Over the shoulder catch inside the 35-yard line. 30 down to the 26-yard line on 3rd and 15.
I think that's a 42-yard catch there for Hebert.
Allen, they like that matchup over there.
Yeah, he looked there right away. That was definitely his read. And now we're going to keep going to it until they can stop it.
Double wing, double tight. LeMay in motion. Give to the fullback. That's Dakin. Dakin breaks one tackle to the 10, to the 5. Still turning inside the 5-yard line down to the 2. Drake Dakin, the senior. Wildcat look here with Jackson LeMay. LeMay following his blocking, dancing, pushing forward into the end zone. Touchdown for the 2nd time tonight. Jackson LeMay hits pay dirt and Chi High up 6. Minute 40 and counting to go. Chi High holding on to a 28-21 lead. Massa back to pass over the middle. Intercepted. Intercepted the 20-yard line. To the 25, 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. That's Bolin. 40 inside the 20-yard line. Still on his feet. Cartwheels down to the 10-yard line. What a play. Jackson Bolin, the safety, stepping in front of a pass and taking it all the way back inside the River Falls 10.
And you would have to figure that that is your dagger.
Give to the fullback straight up the middle. Jackson Martin to the end zone. Touchdown. Jackson Martin with a burst to the end zone. from 10 yards out, and Chi-High leads 34-21. And Chi-High gets their first Big Rivers Conference victory of the season as we hit triple zeros here at Raymer Field at UW River Falls. Your final score, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals 35, the River Falls Wildcats 21.
A bounce back in a big way. But for these Chi-High Road Warriors, the test gets still tougher as they head to Rice Lake to face the unbeaten, state-ranked, conference-leading Warriors. It's time for Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
Chi-High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, also by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, by Heath Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's WOGO Sports Team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
When it comes to
Lake Wisconsin, it is Pug Lund Field, site of this Big Rivers Conference clash on a beautiful September night. The sun just falling beneath the trees on the east side of the stadium. Big Rivers Conference football tonight, the 4-0 Rice Lake Warriors right now at the top of the Big Rivers Conference, defending Division III state champions and ranked number one in Division II against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, 3-1 on the season. Rice Lake 2-0 in the BRC, Chi-High 1-1. These two teams have not met since 2021. That was an 8-7 Rice Lake win on this field. And in that season, Rice Lake went all the way to the Division III state title game before losing to Pewaukee. They went all the way last year. They've won 17 straight games. Chi-High with a battle on their hands, but they are ready for it after a comeback 35-21 win on the road at River Falls last week. They will face the Warriors, who took care of business on the road at Williams Stadium in Menominee last week, knocking off the Mustangs that had been atop the conference 36-19. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Alan Dunham, our board operator at the WOGO home base in Halley, is Elena Halverson. Dave Hutzler roaming the sidelines for us tonight, and this should be a fun game. Looking forward to it very much. You can find us on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast there. If you're tuning in looking for the McDonald Max game, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky will have that call. WOGO Sports live on Max TV. We have it all over our social media tonight as well, too, if you are looking for that live stream link. As we bring in Alan Dunham here for the first time, Alan, this is a game with Chi-High where they're looking to build on what they accomplished last week and looking to prove that they're not just a second-half team. We saw a phenomenal second half in their season opener against Stevens Point. Great second half last week where their offense really wasn't stopped against River Falls, but they need to put together not two, but three and four quarters. It really probably needs four quarters against one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, they'll absolutely be tested tonight to see, can they get that consistency? I know, talking to some of the coaches this week, that was certainly a point of emphasis at their practices, was being disciplined. And really, they feel like they've got a lot of confidence in their offense and what they can do. But their biggest issue right now is stopping themselves, always stubbing their toe. And I think Rako mentioned last week, too many times they're getting penalties on every single drive. And it's hard to overcome a good team, let alone a good team, and then you're penalizing yourself with mistakes.
Well, it's going to be a full house, it looks like, here tonight at Rice Lake. We're looking forward to it. Thank you for joining us. WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard, right across the parking lot from Festival Foods and near Toyson Ford. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. You can apply now at culvers.com/careers. That's culvers.com/careers. The Culver's Kickoff Show continues in 2.5 minutes as we chat with both head coaches, starting with head coach Dan Hill of the Rice Lake Warriors. It's Chi High on the Road at Rice Lake here on WOGO Sports, back in 2.5.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open and hiring for all positions and all shifts. We're here in beautiful Rice Lake, Wisconsin, home of the Warriors, for a Big Rivers Conference clash between the 4-0 Rice Lake Warriors and your 3-1 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Here with head coach Dan Hill of Rice Lake. And coach, of course, the winning streak from last year to this year, but you wanted to be back in this conference. I know it was the take it personal shirts when you guys were out of the Big Rivers. What's it been like so far being back here?
It's good. I mean, the competition's good. I mean, it's what you wanted, but, you know, they put a little twist to it that was unexpected. But good conference. We like to forget about last year. That's in the past. You know, here we are right now, this game, this day. So, yeah, we're glad we're in it. The reasons for that are usually the lower-level game stuff is the biggest deal on that. But, hey, we're here to play, so.
What have you seen so far from your team in these first 4 games? Obviously, the offense getting over 40 points per game, but the defense sometimes can be undersold a little bit, especially how stout you can be on the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's one feeds the other. It's great when your offense can take the ball and control it and eat up the clock and make long drives, then they don't get to diagnose your defense. If your defense can get off the field quick, that helps. I mean, it all ties together. If the defense can't get off the field, the more snaps they get, the more they get to look at your defense and figure it out. And, you know, that goes both ways. Last week we scored quicker than normal. And, well, these guys have been able to score quick. So, but, you know, you can't – I always say the best defense is an offense that controls the ball and puts points on the board after every possession. And if we can do that, you're going to win a lot of games.
And finally, Coach, you haven't seen Chippewa since 2021. That was a relatively low-scoring game, but what do you see in Coach Rako's squad this year?
To me, I see the same thing I saw. They've got some extremely quick backs. That system is one of the, to me, to be able to defend the double wing and the spread at the same time is still a huge challenge. After you've been doing that and you play teams that are just one or the other, you know, it simplifies the game plan quite a bit, and your kids get a lot more reads and a lot more. So, I mean, it's really smart what they're doing. It's really hard to, those are two very different types of attacks, and to be able to prepare for both of them is really tough on defense.
Coach, good to see you again. Good to have Rice Lake back in the Big Rivers, and we're looking forward to a great game tonight. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much.
Head Coach Dan Hill of the Warriors. It's Rice Lake and Chi High here at Rice Lake. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help. Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports. Adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard, next to Toys and Ford and Festival Foods. Chi High on the road at Rice Lake in a Big Rivers Conference battle between the Cards and the Warriors, here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, it was a solid win last week against River Falls, particularly in the second half. Things started to come together on the offensive side.
Yeah, I think you can safely say that we started to play football like we expect this group to in the second half of last week. Kids did well.
When you look at that second half, the second half against Stevens Point, again, you're seeing what this team is capable of, but it seems like against Rice Lake, you're going to need a four-quarter effort.
Oh, absolutely. They're loaded, you know. They lost the first game of the season last year, and since then they haven't lost, so they're 17-0. I picked them as, you know, one of the teams for the top of the conference this year, and they're showing it. They're extremely good.
When you look at what they do so well, what they've done for years and years with Coach Hill, I mean, you've told the Chippewa Herald what their offense relies on is 16, 17-year-old young men being a little bit undisciplined and maybe letting their eyes wander instead of maintaining their assignments.
That's it. That's exactly it. And you'll see it tonight. You'll see them run, and all of a sudden they'll throw a deep ball when they see that your corner has got his nose up trying to make tackles on a line of scrimmage. So we harped on that all week. Let's hope it doesn't happen, but you'll see them try it.
Coach, we could talk about them all night, but on your side, what do you like about what your team is doing as we're around the halfway point of the season here?
Well, first off, we had a great week of practice, which we did not have the week of New Richmond. Last week, we had a decent practice, so I think we're back on track with getting things done at practice. We're still banged up a little bit. We've got a couple kids that aren't going to play tonight that would really help us, but overall, we got a great attitude, great kids to be around. They're gonna play their hearts out tonight, I'll promise you that.
Coach, this is the kind of game you circle on the calendar when the schedule comes out. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Hey, thank you. And you guys have a good time up there tonight, too. Hopefully we'll do you well.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. We're back with Game Time next.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Finishing up the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. We've got a great game in the Big Rivers Conference for you here tonight. Chi-High 3-1 against unbeaten Rice Lake. Though number one and number three teams in the conference, and it's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, Alan Dunham. The honor's yours tonight. What's a key or two for Chi-High to defeat a team that's won 17 in a row?
Yeah, and in a game like this, you've got to play your best game, certainly. And so that means winning the turnover battle. I don't think we've forced a ton of turnovers, but we've certainly given some away. So we got to be on the right side of that. And then we got to just keep everything in check. No big plays, and make them earn every yard they're getting. And then the flip side, get some big plays for yourself. And this would be an exciting game if we get into the fourth quarter and we're within a score.
Your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's almost game time. We are back in 3 minutes with your kickoff. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It's time for football here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Allen Dunham with you in the booth at Puglund Field, Rice Lake High School, side of this Big Rivers Conference matchup between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Warriors of Rice Lake. Allen Dunham, our intrepid sideline reporter, and Elena Halverson, our producer and board operator at the WOGO studios in Hallie. This has been the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. A quick preview of the matchup here. Rice Lake, of course, the defending Division III state champions. They defeated Grafton 28-20 last November at Camp Randall. They've won four in a row to start the season this year. They average 40.8 points per game offensively, give up just 10.8 points per game on defense. On the other side, for Chi High, they are 3-1 on the season, 1-1 in the Big Rivers Conference, right now tied with Menominee for third in conference play. Chi High averaging 36 points per game offensively, giving up 20.3. And this has all the makings of a fantastic matchup, Allen Dunham, but what Rice Lake does so well is jump out on you fast, outscoring opponents 38-7 in the first quarter, 106-30 in the first two quarters. They want to get out and get ahead of you very, very quickly and kind of break your will.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great for Chi High, does it? Because, you know, typically Chi High has been a slow-starting team. You think about D.C. Everest, we got off to a slow start, and then, of course, last week River Falls. And New Richmond, we just happened to not have a good second half against New Richmond as well. So that doesn't bode well, so we're going to have to come out real sharp, play our best football right off the bat, and so we can go head-to-head with these guys because, you know, you don't want to get behind a couple scores early against a team like Rice Lake, who doesn't really have much of a slowdown in their game.
Rice Lake wearing their royal blue home uniforms with the goldenrod yellow solid numerals, the yellow pants with the blue and white stripes on the sides. They have that goldenrod yellow helmet with the white and blue stripes down the middle and the blue W insignia on the side. Chi High resplendent in their traveling uniforms, white tops, black pants, the black numerals with the red piping, the jet black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia with outlines of silver. Cardinals will be kicking off to Rice Lake here from left to right at Puglund Field. Freeze Family Football Complex here at Rice Lake, Derry State Bank Stadium. Good to have you with us on WOGO. As Jared Erickson has it on the tee, the 5'11 senior. Erickson, the right hand in the air. The run-up in the right-footed boot. Good to have you with us. High end-over-end kick into the Friday Night Lights. Picked up at the 11-yard line, 15, 20, 25. And piled down at the 23-yard line by a flock of Cardinals. And that's where Rice Lake will start. First and 10 here on WOGO. Again, if you're just joining us, if you are looking for the McDonald versus Gilman game, that is exclusively on Max TV. We have that posted all over our social media. Check out Max TV on YouTube if you'd like to watch and listen to that game with our WOGO Sports commentary of Mark Halverson and Seth Smith. I'm Caleb Swenson here along with Alan Dunham. And down on the sidelines, Dave Hutzler. First and 10, Rice Lake got a good spot. They'll be just shy of their own 30-yard line. But they'll start first and 10. Single receiver wide to the right. Two wing backs and a fullback behind Jake Coons, the senior signal caller for the Warriors. Coons sends a man in motion left to right. Give to his fullback right up the middle. That's Lucas Peters. And Peters noses his way forward for almost 4 yards up to the 34. A good surge. This team for Rice Lake has four guys, Alan, that average 7.9 or more per carry. Almost a first down every touch for Tanner Koltunski, Connor Duran, Jacob Coons, and Lucas Peters. And Peters leads the way with 6 touchdowns and over 550 yards rushing in just 4 games. Second and a long 7 for Rice Lake. Give off the right side. There's a burst for Koltunski. Koltunski across the 45-yard line. He's taken down at the 49, just shy of midfield.
There was that counter to Koltunski. It was the action started left, and then the handoff coming back to the right side against the grain. Big seam and a nice run.
I'll correct myself. Actually, Connor Duran, their second leading rusher, 7.9 yards per carry and 4 touchdowns, and Duran, the 6'195-pound senior halfback, was a standout at that state championship game. It's the Warriors, their first down of the contest. At the 49-yard line, their side of midfield. Coon's going to keep it himself on the option. At the 45-yard line, he's dragged down from behind by Braden Hagman. Hagman jumping on his back. Hagman at 6'2", 215, the senior, one of a number of standout defenders for Chi High this year. And Rice Lake, for their 5 touchdowns against Menominee last week, were 31 yards or more as they took care of business on the road, 36-19.
Good read play by the quarterback coming off the left side, decided to keep reading the end. 8-yard pickup.
Zach Orr split out wide to the right. On second and short for Rice Lake. Coons under center. Man in motion left to right. Coons gives to Lucas Peters, and Lucas Peters has nowhere to go. A big stop there by Jackson Martin. Good to have Jackson back out there. 6'2", 200-pound senior. It's going to bring up third and about 2 for Rice Lake.
We'll get 0 that game. That time, Coach Berger decided to go with a linebacker blitz, and they read it right and was able to interrupt that play.
Rice Lake quickly back to the line. Again, two wing backs and a fullback in that triple option look. Couple tight ends. Single receiver slot to the left is Zach Orr. Coons under center. Coons gives off the right guard, and pushing his way forward for a first down is Lucas Peters, the 5'10", 200-pounder. It's tough to stop, and he will bash his way down to the 40-yard line.
What he needed, about 2. I think he got 3 on that, and that was just offensive against defensive line. Nothing fancy, smash mouth football.
Now Orr split out wide to the right. Ball right between the hashes. Durand in motion. The flip to Durand off the right side. Durand cutting outside the numbers, and he's taken down by an angle at the 39-yard line. Great play out there by Jackson LeMay.
Yeah, LeMay and Dakin, they just did a big toss out to the right side trying to get out the edge before the defense could get out there, and a really nice job of the Chi-High defense to corral that for a short gain.
And Dave Hutzler, it's all about discipline tonight on D.
100%. Dakin did a great job not flying to the outside. He kept his inside, but then he shed the blocker and helped LeMay make that tackle.
Evan Strand, the senior, wide to the left. Ball on the far hash on second down for Rice Lake. Coon's going to keep it himself. Late option pitch on the left side. That's Koltunski. He'll stop and start. He runs into a wall of white at the 37-yard line. They may spot it at the 36. Jackson Martin, among others, collided with Koltunski. It's going to bring up third and long for Rice Lake.
Well, you basically have three options. The quarterback can do the handoff, or he can come outside and keep, or he can pitch. And it's assignment football by the defense. You got to cover up every one of those. You can't be playing, try to do two different things. You got to know your assignment, and that was textbook defense by Chi-High.
Third and six for Rice Lake. Strand split out wide to the right. Gun Coons will operate under center. Two tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback. Durand in motion left to right. Coon's going to keep it himself, rolling out to pass for the first time. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Evades one ankle tackle, and Coon's down the sideline. 25-20 inside the 15-yard line. Shifty, the senior quarterback, and moves the sticks in a big way for Rice Lake. They had a shot at him at the far side, and Coon's just a little too quick around the edge.
I don't know if that was a designed run or not, but he rolled out. And he just had Drake Dakin to beat. Unfortunately, Dakin couldn't take him down, and there was a lot of green space.
Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of Chi-High McDonough Athletics on WOGO for over three decades. Dale and the crew at White City Glass. First and 10 for Rice Lake. First possession of the game. Coon's going to keep it himself off left guard. Coon's dashes into the end zone. Touchdown, Rice Lake. From 13 yards out at 6-0, the Warriors, as they chew up almost half of the opening quarter. And the Cards find themselves in an early hole.
Boy, nice job, good individual effort. He was able to break one tackle, and then everything was blocked up really nice, and he got into the end zone unhindered.
Now Rice Lake goes for two almost every time. They do like to throw it often. On their two-point conversions, they'll come out with the same set. Coons under center. Coons gonna give it right up the middle. And that's Lucas Peters, makes it 8-0 Rice Lake. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Chi-High's turn next. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports. The Cardinals down early to Rice Lake, 8-0. Chi-High has not possessed the ball yet. They'll get a shot at it here. Jackson LeMay back deep along with Jackson Boland for Chi-High. Rice Lake has it on the tee. They kick right to left here to begin.
I had Rice Lake for 9 plays on that drive, 70 yards and 9 plays.
The right-footed boot, heading toward the sideline and trickling into the end zone. And Cards will start first and 10 at the 20 as Bolin lets it go by. A good angled kick. Jai-Hai will have a lot of real estate to cover here as they want to answer as quickly as possible to this Rice Lake team. Again, as we mentioned, gets out in front of their opponents very quickly, 38-7 by average in the first half, 105-30 in the first quarter, rather, 105-30 by halftime. Jai-Hai, see what kind of response they have here. Putting up 35 points, most of them in the second half last week against River Falls in a crucial road win. Cards will come out with the single receiver, Abair, to the right. Zach Orr on him. Potter, give off the left side and getting what he can up to the 21-yard line is Jackson LeMay.
I don't think we've seen that formation this year with the two fullbacks and then the one tailback.
Yeah, Dave Hutchler, maybe you have a little insight on that, too. We see Abair split out wide, but a little bit different formation in the backfield than we've seen yet.
Yeah, I think they're always tweaking things and trying to give the defense something else to look at and think about.
Gain of one, second and nine. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. For Noah Potter, senior quarterback, in the pistol. Man in motion left to right. Potter, the give right up the middle. There's a little burst for Jackson LeMay, and LeMay across the 25-yard line, still fighting his way across the 25 to maybe the 27. And LeMay very tough to bring down at first contact. Third and a little bit more manageable for the Cards. Well, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery with complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. More in a moment. Third and one for Jai-Hai. Potter right straight up the gut, and that is going to be close. He needed just past the 30-yard line to get a first down. And will it be enough? No, it will not.
Fourth I don't down like for the spot. Cards.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought the ref was there, but he's one of those right foot, left foot things. Wow.
So the Cards will have fourth and short. They're going to come right back up to the line here, trailing 8-0, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And back out in the pistol for the Cards. Oh, I'm sorry. It is first and 10.
Okay, they did give it to him.
So give right up the middle to LeMay. LeMay runs into a wall of blue jerseys. Again, down on the sideline, it said fourth down. So the officials get together and correct the chain gang. And so Jai-Hai, a first and 10. Not a lot of running room there. You look at all the big plays that Rice Lake generates, and what's often overlooked is just how stout this defense can be, particularly in the middle. Cards will run it right back up to the line behind Devin Hunt and co. And a couple fullbacks and a tailback behind Noah Potter. Potter back to pass. Potter going to keep it himself. Dances right up the middle past the 30-yard line, and the original line of scrimmage falls forward to get what he can. I think they wanted Abair there. And there was just no time to throw.
Yeah, absolutely. It basically looked like a one-man route where they were trying to get Abair on a little V route, a little in, then breaking out, and good coverage by Rice Lake and Wise for Potter to hold on to that football and get what he could on the ground, just getting back to the line of scrimmage.
39 for Jai-Hai, 3:47 and counting to go here in Rice Lake at Pugland Field. Warriors have an 8-0 lead over Jai-Hai, who will go trips to the right. Potter from the gun with a single back. Now moving up into a pistol formation. Potter takes a high snap. Pressure's heavy. Potter goes deep down the left sideline. Tangled up on the far side with Sam Abair with Connor Duran. No call as the officials on top of that and saying inadvertent contact. And so Jai-Hai will punt on fourth and nine.
A little bit like last week where they liked the one-on-one matchup. There was not a safety over the top. And Abair just trying to run his route. The defender was, you know, just kind of in his way and tangled up legs and fell down. A lot of times you get a call there, but the refs kept the flags in the pocket.
Colin Clary to punt. Clary will boot this one away up into the lights. Duran going to field it at his own 33-yard line. Cutting across the hashes, the 40-yard line upended as he crosses the 43. Pettigrew, among others, in on that stop, and Rice Lake will have a first and 10 with favorable starting field position. As we mentioned, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Also, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service.
So that time, one first down. So basically six offensive plays and a punt, and now you're giving it back to Rice Lake again.
Rice Lake will go with the two-receiver set. 6'4" junior Will Swenson split out in the slot to the right. Evan Strand slot to the left. Still two wingbacks and a fullback behind Jake Coons with 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. Duran in motion left to right. Coons, late option pitch to Duran. Duran cutting outside the numbers of the 50-yard line. Big collision at the far side of the field right at the stick. As Jackson Boland said, if you're going to get this first down, I'm going to make sure you remember my name.
Yeah, that time not as good discipline. They got to the outside, clear running lane. The secondary has to come up quicker on that pitch, man, and take that away.
That's a tough spot for the pitch man on defense assigned to that, because they have to honor covering the wide receiver a lot of the time, and they're getting blocked by the wide receiver, but they have to get rid of the wide receiver to get up there to get the pitch.
So first and 10 from the Warriors, second foray into Rice Lake territory, already with an 8-0 lead. Coons gives to Duran. Duran has a big gap across the 40-yard line inside the 35 of Chi High. And successive first downs on two straight plays for the Warriors.
That was an effective counter where you can see Chi High is blitzing to the fullback, thinking the play is going to be going that direction. And then Rice Lake had a great call on the counter, coming back the other way, and a lot of running room again.
There's a hold, though. I totally missed the flag on the field, and so Rice Lake guilty of a hold, and this will put the Warriors behind the chains here, guys. And that's exactly where, I mean, again, they've got a lot of big playability, but you want to make them play from behind the sticks as long as possible.
That is a big call.
It'll spot Rice Lake all the way back to their 49-yard line. Under 3 minutes to go here, first quarter. First and 16 officially for Rice Lake, leading your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 8-0. Back to two tight ends, wing back and a fullback. Jake Coon's going to keep it himself again. A late pitch off the left side. That's Koltunski. Koltunski trying to turn the corner. He's barreled out of bounds into Chi High territory at about the 45-yard line. Number of Cardinal players in on that stop. Sam Abear among them. Jackson Boland and also Simon Fish in the vicinity.
Was that Koltunski?
Koltunski, yes. Called his name a couple times. Again, Lucas Peters is the standout coming into the game with six touchdowns on the ground and over 550 yards rushing, but Duran and Koltunski also some big playability. And Jake Coons as well, who scored the game's only touchdown. Coons under center, single receivers left and right for Rice Lake. Second and 9 from the Chi High 44-yard line. Duran in motion left to right. Coons again the option to Duran. Catches it with one hand. Turns the corner at the 40-yard line. Duran inside the 35-yard line. He's walloped there but moves the chains for Rice Lake. The Warriors had a first and 16 and moved the sticks in two plays.
And I'm not sure who's responsible for that, because, boy, they have the phase one dive covered, they have the quarterback covered, but the pitch man, whoever's responsible, if it's a safety coming the alley or the corner getting off the wide receiver, that is really hurting the Chi High defense right now.
Typically, our safety would be working quarterback to pitch, staying in the back pocket of the quarterback, working the pitch, but our cornerback would be assigned to that pitch man.
Big Will Johnson in at safety, or excuse me, at tight end for Rice Lake. 210-pound senior. Give to Peters. Peters plowing his way up the middle and will push inside the 25-yard line down to the 24.
8 yards right up the middle. That's too easy for this Rice Lake offense.
Minute 46 to play here. First quarter, Rice Lake threatening. They already lead 8-0. Chi High defense was put in a number of adverse spots last week against River Falls and really able to hold their water against that Wildcats offense. They're going to need that and more against a Rice Lake team averaging about 40 points per game. Coons under center. Tight ends, Johnson and Swenson, two wingbacks and a fullback. Duran in motion left to right. Kuntz gives to Peters. Peters that time not going to find any room off the right side. Still falls forward just shy of the 20-yard line, but good work there on that defensive front for Chi High. Petska, we called his name a bunch last week, Colton Petska, as he led Chi High in tackles. I believe had 15 total in that game against River Falls.
Setting up a third and a very short one.
Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Rice Lake on third and short. Jay Kuntz, the senior signal caller, under center. Kuntz, give to Peters. Peters bashes into the right side of the line, and he will get a couple and move the chains with 29.1 seconds left. Time to give a shout-out here to one of our most faithful listeners of our WOGO Sports broadcast, Grandma Sophie shout-out here. Grandma Sophie Gadel in the Stanley Boyd area. Of course, the grandmother of those talented Goodman boys. Grandma Sophie, so great to have you listening, and thank you for you being such a great supporter of WOGO Sports and Chi High Athletics for so many years.
Gavin and Dawson both starting on that UW Stout defense.
They are lucky to have them. 7 seconds to play in the quarter. Kuntz back to pass. Kuntz dancing, rolling out to his left, being pursued. He falls down. Braden Hagman pulls him to the turf, and that'll end the first quarter with a bang, a sack for Chi High. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, and Dave, what a huge play there from Braden Hagman.
That was a great play. It was a hustle play, and he didn't have it by much, but he's a big, strong kid, and he got enough of that jersey to pull the quarterback down.
And that could have been another touchdown very easily for Rice Lake. Instead, they have a second and 15, ball backed up to the 24-yard line of Chi High. Still an 8-0 lead for the Warriors as we start quarter number two. Top-ranked team in the state in Division II, according to Wisports.net. Kuntz keeps it himself right up the middle. Bolin hops on his back, drags him down shy of the 15-yard line, gave about 16. Kuntz showing that quickness. Bolin knifing in from the safety position. Brings up third and mid.
It's basically a quarterback follow. You fake the dive off tackle to your fullback, and then the quarterback follows behind him.
Third and call it seven for Rice Lake. 11 and a half minutes to go in the half. 8-0 the Warriors on their home field. Kuntz gets up from under center, looks back to his sideline. Maybe changing things up a little bit. Koltunski on the right, Duran at the left, Peters at the fullback. Koltunski in motion left to right. Give on the counter. That's Duran. Duran fighting his way into the 10-yard line. There's a flag from behind, and this one may be coming back. I don't know what you saw down the field there, Dave Hutzler, but the direction of that flag made it look like a hold.
It sure seems like it. That counter they keep running is getting to us a bit. Besides the penalty, we seem to over-pursue that a little bit, and we leave a gaping hole. So hopefully the coaches have an adjustment for that, and we can get that figured out.
It is a hold against Rice Lake. Gives us time to let you know about something fun coming up. Join WOGO Sports Toppers Pizza and Toyson Ford for a free tailgate party before the last two Chi-Hi home games, October 4th and October 18th. It's the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party. Check out the newest Ford vehicles from Toyson. Enjoy free food from Toppers plus games and giveaways. The Toppers and Toyson tailgate party again on the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts, 5 till 6:30, October 4th and 18th, the final two Chi-Hi home games. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you'll join us. Third and 16 for Rice Lake. Coons back to pass. Coons going deep down the left sideline, looking for a man in the end zone, incomplete. He was targeting his 6'4" wide receiver, Will Swenson, on the far side there, and Coons just sailed that one a little bit too far, out of bounds.
Yeah, nice coverage by the defense. Good effort. They not throw the ball much, Rice Lake does not, but in that situation, they loaded up on it and did a one-man route, fly pattern out to the left side, and it was well covered up and overthrown.
Rice Lake only threw the ball six times last week against Menominee. Menominee threw the ball 57 times. I'm not sure if we ever would have seen Joe Labuda call 57 pass plays in the game. Fourth and 16, Rice Lake. Huge down here for Chi-High. Coons back to pass again. Throws right side. He's got his man Zach Orr inside the 10-yard line to the 5 and down to the 4-yard line. Rice Lake on fourth and 16. The slant from senior to senior moves the sticks. And the Cards stay on the field on defense. Orr actually coming back a little gimpy to the sidelines here. Of course, son of Coach Kevin Orr and a standout basketball player. Strand also going to check out.
Boy, that hurts to give up that play. Mm.
Durand on the left. Koltunski on the right. Lucas Peters at the fullback. First and goal, Rice Lake from the 4-yard line. Already leading 8-0 over Chi-High. Give to Peters. Peters yanked down from behind. Colton Petska clamped onto his legs and wouldn't let go. Peters gets actually a pretty favorable spot. They're going to mark him inside the 1-yard line.
That was a quarterback keeper on that.
Coons, actually, as you mentioned. And so this will be a second and goal for Rice Lake. And that ball is spotted with the nose less than a foot from the goal line. So Jake Coons will walk them back to the line. Rice Lake leading 8-0 here at Puglund Field. Coons keeps it to himself, right off right guard in that A-gap touchdown. Warriors, Coons in for the second time tonight, and it's 14-0 Rice Lake. 9:15 in the second quarter, time of that touchdown run by Coons.
Yeah, pretty simple, just a tap on the center. Quarterback gets the ball and just runs back behind the center for the touchdown.
Warriors will go for two, as is their MO. Coons giving instructions to Peters. 9:15 to go. Durand in motion left to right. Coons pop pass, and that is knocked away. He was looking for Will Johnson, his tight end, Chi-High. Keeps it a 14-0 deficit. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports. Chi-High trails Rice Lake 14-0 first half.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back. Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. I'm seeing my little sister outside the window and trying to tell her where our parents are sitting. Chi High on the return, lost the ball. A little pooch kick, and Rice Lake recovers at the 45-yard line.
You know, it was interesting strategy. They just a short little kick that somebody fielded it who's not used to fielding it, tried to run up the field, and then ended up fumbling the football. And just kind of what we talked about, you can't, you know, you got to take care of your possessions, but then when you don't even take a possession, the Rice Lake offense is right back on the field. The defense does not get a chance to talk about it, which Berger is very good at making adjustments. And when you don't get a chance to talk about things on the sideline, you're right back on defense. Very challenging.
And a lot of times on special teams, it seems like you tell your up backs, just get down. Grab the ball and get down. So 14-0 Rice Lake, and they'll have golden field position again. Coons, the give to Peters. Peters right up the middle. Chi High, pretty stout there. If there ever was a time for a turnover, I know it's asking a lot of this defense, but they certainly could use it now. 3 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, Elena Halverson at WOGO Studios in Halley. Second and about five for Rice Lake. Ball at the 41-yard line. Coons give on the counter to Duran.
Nice. Duran just planted by Jackson Boland, spun a little bit away from the tackle and fell forward for a couple yards, but that was an impact hit there by Boland from his safety position.
Was that Duran?
That was.
On that counter, well defended.
Actually, they're calling that Koltunski. I'll excuse myself there, 10 rather than 18. So Koltunski on the carry. Third and two for Rice Lake. Ball on the near hash, and twin tight ends, two wing backs. The fullback is Peters. Jake Coons, the senior, under center. 14-0, Rice Lake with the lead. This is just their second game at home of the season. Give to Peters. Peters runs right into the arms of Jaquish, falls forward. He might be a little shy of the stick there.
One adjustment, it looks like they've Chi High defense has taken a safety and moved into the linebacker spot, crowding the line of scrimmage a little bit more.
And is that why we're seeing Boland in on so many of these rushing stops?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's fourth and less than a yard, really about a foot. Rice Lake leading 14-0, just over 7 minutes to play. Coons under center. On fourth and very short. Coons give to Peters. Peters backing his way across the line to gain down to the 35-yard line. Chi High with Hagman submarining in the middle there was stout, but Peters just able to fall forward over the top of Hagman and Martin for 1 yard, if that, but it was enough.
It took him four plays to get 10 yards, and so you just keep up that kind of attitude, that kind of effort, and one of these times you're going to get a stop for a loss or an incomplete pass or whatever, force them to at least get rid of this football. It'd be great to stop this possession without Rice Lake scoring.
First and 10, Rice Lake from the 35-yard line, Chi High side of midfield. Coons under center with 6.5 minutes to go and a 14-0 lead. Koltunski in motion left to right. Coons gives to Peters, and Peters bottled up pretty quickly. Inside the 35-yard line, down to the 31. And Dave Hutzler, I would have to assume that there's a little tension on the sideline offensively when they want to get back out there, kind of foaming at the mouth to be able to get out there and try and put together a drive. And then because of the special teams miscue, they don't even get a shot.
That's the worst feeling when you're chomping at the bit and you probably have your first couple of plays called and you're ready to go and then you can't go.
Again, this defense has been out on the field a lot in the first half. Big gut check here. Koltunski in motion. Coons keeps himself off the left side.
Job.
And Coons pulled down right at the line of scrimmage.
They've been doing this a little bit where they're blitzing at Peters. When Peters is coming, they're blitzing into the A-gap. And then this time they had such good penetration that it bubbled Coons back and it threw off the timing of the whole play. The rest of the defense rallied for a very minimal game.
Colin Cleary did a nice job on that. His responsibility as an outside linebacker is to take the quarterback. He didn't jump right at the quarterback and allow himself to get played a little bit. He just kind of waited and did it right.
Third and five. Coons back to pass, rolling out to his right as a personal protector, throws right side. He's got his man or barreled out of bounds at the 19-yard line. Stop on the play by Jackson LeMay, number one versus number one there, but it's enough to move the sticks on the out route for the Warriors senior, Zach Orr. That'll move it inside the red zone.
Yeah, you called it exactly right. It was just a simple rollout. It was a one-man route. He ran about a 10-yard out, and he had a little distance on LeMay, and perfect pass, good route, good execution.
Orr to the right, Strand wide to the left. Actually, a three-receiver set. That's a rarity for Rice Lake as Koltunski slot to the left.
Don't believe it. I think they're spreading us out to run it right up the middle.
Lucas Peters is still at fullback. Coons fakes the give, back to pass, floating deep down the right sideline, looking for Orr, and Orr almost makes the catch, but pulled it in out of bounds. Great coverage on the play by Jackson LeMay, using that sideline as an extra defender.
Okay, I was wrong. They were spreading us out so they could pass.
And that doesn't happen a lot for Rice Lake. As we mentioned, just six passes last week against Menominee. Jack Larson and Will Johnson come back in for the Warriors. Strand subs out, as does Zach Orr. Second and 10 from the Chi High 19 for Rice Lake. 4:47 left to go before halftime. 14-0. The home team with the lead. Jake Coons keeps himself looking for his third touchdown. Makes a man miss at the 5-yard line. Pulled down by Cleary and Co. Inside the 5 and down to the 2. But Jake Coons showing his prowess as a runner here tonight. Sniffing the end zone once again. Makes it first and goal for the Warriors.
We're just killing us on that edge where he got off to the right side. And there was nobody there until he got into the second, third level.
First and goal. Rice Lake from the 3-yard line. Under 4.5 minutes to play. Coons under center. Peters right behind him. Koltunski at the right wing back. Left wing back is Durand. Just outside the tight end. From the 3-yard line with Koltunski in motion. Give to Peters. Peters falling backward into the end zone. Touchdown, his 7th of the season. Lucas Peters makes it 20-0. The Warriors with 4:07 to play before halftime. And Rice Lake will go for 2 once again. Coons gets the play call, heads back to the huddle. Strand and Orr, slot left, slot right. Coons with Peters in the backfield. Sends a man in motion left to right. Coons rolling out to his right, looking to the end zone. Flips it, and it's caught by Strand. Back line of the end zone, 22-0, Rice Lake. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Jack Larson has it on the tee for Rice Lake. They lead your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 22-0 here at Pugland Field, Derry State Bank Stadium in Rice Lake. Now, Chi High will receive the second half kickoff, Alan, so that makes it even more critical here to mount a drive, maybe kill the clock if you can, but whatever you do, end this quarter with a score.
Yep, I don't like to say, hey, they have to do this or have to do that, but against a team like Rice Lake, who's not going to be a Spash, not going to be a River Falls type of team.
Another pooch kick picked up at the 30-yard line, and this time Wisely getting down at the 34-yard line. That was number 15, Braden Runstrom, the junior running back. And I think that time there was some special teams coaching on the sideline, I would guess, Dave.
Can you say that again?
I was going to say there's probably a little special teams coaching up on the sideline between those last two kickoffs, because that time pretty smart move by Runstrom, taking a couple yards and then just getting down.
Yes, I was just actually talking to our trainer about that, how it's frustrating for us because we've got our ponies in the back. We want them to get the ball, but they're Rice Lake's playing games with that.
So the Cards will start first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. LeMay in motion left to right. They'll give it to LeMay on a little bit of a jet sweep look. He'll tap the brakes, hit him at the 40-yard line, spinning, still loose at the 45, and very close. I think actually should be enough for a first down. Jackson LeMay dances his way up to the 47. Clock will stop temporarily at 3:55, and that's the first down here, the second quarter for the Cards. That Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. LeMay in motion left to right, give to the fullback, trying to turn the corner. That's Dakin. Dakin at the 50, the 45, taps the brakes at the 40-yard line. Dakin, another Chi High first down. Consecutive carries move the sticks for Chippewa Falls as they have their first foray into Rice Lake territory.
Really nice run, taking that football just immediately heading to the left side. Rice Lake is really loading up in the middle, and we got to the right edge, the first carry, left edge that time.
Cards moving quickly. The flip to LeMay. LeMay off the right side, runs into a wall, bursts through, gets a couple extra yards inside the 40-yard line down near the 36. Potter will sprint over to the sideline, then come back to the huddle for the play call. Gain of 4 on that last play. Lots of time left, over 3 minutes, actually ticking just under 3 minutes here. Second and 6. And we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Rice Lake. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Cards trail Rice Lake 22-0. Second and 6 Chi High, though, from the Rice Lake 36-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation. LeMay in motion left to right. Back to pass is Noah Potter. Potter looking down the middle, throwing deep down the middle, looking for Abear. Over the shoulder catch to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. A 36-yard strike from Potter to Abear. Their fourth touchdown connection of the season.
Nice job. They had a lot of action. Rice Lake was expecting a run, and then there's Abear with a slant down the middle past the defense. It took Potter a couple pumps to get a good feel for the football, but he was able to release it in a nice over-the-shoulder catch for a touchdown.
I wouldn't celebrate right away on that because at the snap, you could see a little jumping, and I don't know if it was Rice Lake or if it was us. So
yeah.
Even though he caught it, I was looking in the backfield for laundry because it just looked a little funky to start that play.
And Chi High going for 2 now. trailing 22-6 with 2:49 to play. Double wing, double tight. They'll go crisscross into the end zone with a dance. LeMay makes it 22-8. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Chi High breaks through for their first points of the game and a two-point conversion. It's a 22-8 ball game. Short kick fielded across the 25-yard line, up across the 30, up maybe to the 32, 33. That's Will Swenson on the return, and Swenson uses that 6'4" frame to pound forward and give Rice Lake pretty good starting field position.
Well, it's great for Chi High to have a nice drive, a couple successful runs, and then to get that pop pass for a touchdown. Now there's a lot of time here. Very important, of course, to get a stop for Chi High, slow down this Rice Lake offense and get some momentum going into halftime, even though you're down.
Again, that was just the second possession of the game, of the entire game so far for Chi High. One first down on their first possession. That was it. Coons, late pitch right side to Duran, turning the corner at the 30, the 35, the 40, taking a couple Cardinals with him up near the 45-yard line. Simon Fish in on that stop. Also Sam Abier.
So they ran that three-receiver set, which the last time they did that, they passed. This time they just ran a little speed option out of it, just a dual option, not a triple option.
Rice Lake has two receivers to the left, single receiver or to the right. Two men in the backfield. Coons back to pass. Coons looks right side or tries to toe tap on the sideline and catches what they're calling it. I don't know if you had a good view of that, Dave Hutzler. That was close, right in front of Coach Dan Hill.
I didn't see it, but I'm from Chippewa, so I'm calling no catch on that.
It looked like he came down just on the white button.
That's what I thought too, but the official right on top of it says catch. So that Coons to Orr connection, good once again to move the chains. And there's a lot of time left here for Chi High. 2:14 left for Chi High to defend. With Rice Lake on the Cardinals' side of the 50, leading 22-8. Coons back to pass again. Petzka breathing down his neck, floats it out right side, and that pressure from Petzka, I think, caused the errant throw. Sailed it away from Zach Orr right in front of the Warrior bench.
Yeah, that's important because they're giving him a lot of space, which makes sense at this point on the field and with the time and things, but Colton Petzka definitely disrupted that. He did not get as much time to throw as he wanted.
I'd like to see them mess with that coverage a little bit where they try and jump that if they can get some safety help over the top, because Rice Lake seems to like that route a lot.
Koltunski slot left, Strand wide left, slot to the right is Orr. Coons back to pass again. Coons rolling out to his right, looking right the whole way. Long pass, looking for Duran, incomplete. Again, Coons floated it a little bit too far out of bounds. And the clock stops at 2:03 with a 3rd and 10 for Rice Lake from the Chi High 44-yard line. And you don't want to get greedy here, guys, but now you're wondering, could you force a punt and have a little time left yourself?
Well, the way they've been going, they can get 10 yards on about any kind of a play. And I don't know if they'll bring out their punter. They might take two plays to get a first down.
And their punter is Coons, so you really can't trust it even if he is out there. Strand to the left, Orr to the right. Coons under center. His fullback is Peters. Two wing backs, Duran and Koltunski. Third and 10 for Rice Lake from the Chi High 44-yard line, 22-8 Rice Lake lead. Coons gives to Peters, and Peters right up the middle, spinning his way inside the 40-yard line down to the 36. And like you mentioned, Alan, multiple running backs averaging 8 or more per carry, and right there, 8 yards in a burst for Peters. That makes it 4th and 2.
I noticed when the play call came in, Peters, the fullback, moved up about a half a yard closer, and then sure enough, he just got a quick dive up the middle.
Koltunski split out, slot to the left, Strand wide left, or in the slot to the right. Peters behind Coons on 4th and 2. Give to Peters. Peters off the left side. Chi High submarines him down. There's a flag from behind the play as I think Peters was able to get the first down by half a yard. But again, that back judge with the laundry. And this one may be coming back for Rice Lake. We'll see.
Looked like a call against them the way the Rice Lake players are responding.
And that would certainly change this fourth down play call potentially.
That's the third penalty on a play like that where they're a run play and they're calling something that back judges. I'm curious if, Dave, you can figure out what they're calling.
And that's a 15-yard penalty. Was that a clip?
A high-low, maybe?
I'm not sure if you got a better view of that, Dave Hutzler.
I'm not sure exactly what they called there, but it had to be a little block of some sort.
And it could be, again, maybe when someone's engaged high and is hit by another player low. Either way, 4th and 2 is now 4th and 17, and the ball is back on the Warriors' side of the 50 at the 49-yard line.
So we know what happened last time they had 4th and 16.
Yeah.
1:22 left in the half. Rice Lake scored the first 22 points, then Chi High with a march down the field capped by a 36-yard touchdown toss from Hebert from Potter, and LeMay with a two-point conversion. And now Boland's going to go back to receive a punt as Rice Lake out in punting formation. Again, Jake Coons, their quarterback, is the punter. He'll stand at his 36-yard line. He will kick this one away, and it is a high boot into the lights, and letting it roll into the end zone wisely is Boland. But now a minute 14 left, guys, and a pocket full of timeouts for head coach Chuck Rakovich if they want to be kind of aggressive here, knowing they're going to get the second half kick as well.
So here's the tough spot, is you have to be, like, safely aggressive with a minute 14, because You have to be aggressive enough to score, but you don't want to take too many chances at this point of the field, you know?
That's right. Yeah, we saw that against River Falls where we had an interception on our end, close to the end zone. And so, yeah, you certainly don't want to take a big a chance like that. And I don't have Boland for a carry or reception here this half, any touches of the football.
And really, again, what we've been calling his name most on is in defense from that safety position playing up in the box. So Chai is going to come out four wide, trips to the left, single receiver to the right. Potter from the gun. Potter back to pass. Pressure's light. Potter throws right side. High catch, incomplete. Oh, it looked like it was in the hands of Boland. The coverage by Zach Orr, who gives Boland a pat on the back out near the 40-yard line. And Jackson went high for that one and just couldn't quite reel it in.
Yeah, good coverage underneath it and over the top of it. And Boland just about made a leaping grab on that.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, that's not what I had in mind for safe aggression.
Again, that's a pass over the middle, and you had Orr, but also a safety shading over as well, too. Minute 9 left, 2nd and 10, Chi High. Again, they're at their 20-yard line. So how can you be aggressive and still have some caution? Trips to the right, single receiver left. From the gun once again with a back on his left hip is Potter. Potter back to pass. Potter floats it down the left sideline, and that's right to Zach Orr. It's intercepted at the 45-yard line of Chi High, and Orr inside the 40 and down to the 39. And now with 59 seconds left, Rice Lake has another opportunity to extend their lead. That was not what the Cards were looking for.
Yeah, they were playing too high safety. That's a play they are not going to give up as a vertical route, and it was not there at all. And Dave, that's exactly what you're talking about, is don't take a chance on a play like that. That's a turnover.
Yeah, I got to think I think Potter must have thought a different route was going to be run or something, because that was not good.
Bryce Lake now will go three wide. Twins right, single receiver left. 59.7 seconds left. Coons under center, rolling out to his right. Coons throws right. He's got a man, Strand. Strand ducks out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Guyton Patro guides him out. 54.3 seconds left. Again, another big task here for the Chi-High defense. 22-8 at half feels a lot different than 28 or 30-8. Especially knowing you're going to get that kick in the second half. Kolchunski slot left, Strand wide left. On the right side, split out is Orr. Peters in the backfield. Coons under center. Coons rolling out to his left this time with Peters in front of him. Coons looking left, heaves it, got a man wide open and overshot him out of bounds. That was Strand running free down the left sideline into that blue-painted Warrior end zone, and the ball just got away from Coons.
So he ran the old classic out and up, and our D-back was kind of lost a little bit on that. Quarterback just overthrew him. That's all that was. Otherwise, that should have been a touchdown.
That's the same route that got us against Spash. They ran that same play and scored on it. This time, fortunately, the quarterback threw it out of bounds.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew on the road here at Rice Lake. Chi-High trailing 22-8. Elena Halverson, our producer at the WOGO studios in Halley. Third down, give to Peters. Peters on third and two, bashes his way inside the 25-yard line, down to the 22. Clock stops temporarily for the chains to move.
Boy, that was offensive line one. That he did not get touched till he was past the line of scrimmage. I mean, well beyond the line of scrimmage.
40 seconds and counting. Rice Lake still has two timeouts. Coons flip off the right side this time. That's Duran. Duran down the sideline, stepped out of bounds.
No.
And a late flag flying as well. And which way is this one going to go?
Are they going to call late hit, I believe?
They are, but it was also a late whistle.
Exactly.
Well, because they're calling late hit, and now the officials getting together here, but I think no one knew that Duran was out of bounds because he kept going.
Exactly.
Right.
See what the call is here.
He was still running.
Wow. That's
a tough
call going against Martin. Again, Duran, it seemed like Duran thought he was still in as he was hurtling down the sidelines, and so Chi-High called for a late hit after he was out of bounds, and now Rice Lake still with two timeouts left.
Yep. It's tough, you know, because since kids were playing youth football, they've been taught to play to the whistle. So if you play to the whistle, but the whistle's late, then you might get that call.
Two receivers wide to the left, single receiver right with 32.5 seconds, first and goal from the 8-yard line for Rice Lake. Coons back to pass, looking right, now dancing out to his left, being pursued by Hagman. Coons breaking it outside the hash, pulled down. Big play on the far side there. Was that Drake Dakin?
That was Drake Dakin. He had nice closing speed on that. He did a nice job. He stayed in the quarterback's back pocket, did not allow the quarterback to cut back on him, and took him down.
Timeout taken by Rice Lake with 20.3 seconds left. We'll take a half-minute timeout, back in 30 seconds. Chi-High football on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Dakin stayed behind him and just made him run out of real estate, took him down.
Welcome back, Chi-High football on WOGO Sports. Final 20 seconds here of the first half. Actually, they've changed the clock to 23.4 seconds left. Cardinals trailing Rice Lake 22-8. As we've been mentioning, Chi-High will get the ball to start the second half, but because of that late interception, the Warriors threatening. They have one timeout left, a first and goal from the 8-yard line. Dakin stopped Jake Coons for no gain. So second and goal now from the 8. McDonald leading Gilman on Max TV. Wilgo Sports broadcast on Max TV, 14-8 back at Duray Field in Chippewa. Second goal from the 8. Coons under center, rolling out to his right. Coons looking right the whole time. Into the end zone, touchdown pass to Evan Strand. 17.4 seconds left. Coons has scored twice on the ground, now once through the air. Evan Strand, his second catch in the end zone. The first was for a two-point conversion. And a late flag on the play, I believe. Well, let's wait. Holding against Rice Lake. And that's going to take the points off the board. And Dave Hutzler, maybe you got a better view of that, but that is another critical mistake by the Rice Lake offense here.
Yeah, what I was marveling at is Jackson Martin almost took the handoff.
Yes.
The exchange between the quarterback and the running back.
If that hadn't been a fake.
Yeah, like he was right there.
It was, folks, if you've ever seen the highlight of Jadeveon Clowney of South Carolina just almost taking the head off a guy in the backfield, that's what Jackson Martin just did. Unfortunately, the guy he hit didn't have the ball. But
right.
But still, there was that kind of penetration. Now from the 18-yard line, second and goal. Coons being pursued, throws right side, incomplete. Oh, and we got a late flag as Hediger got tied up with Zach Orr. Man, I mean, I know I'm a homer, but I would think that they would both have the right to that football.
That's right. It was a simple, just a rollout, a couple two-man route. He was going for the short route, and Hediger was just jumping up to get the ball. He brushed the Rice Lake defender. It feels a little bit like a makeup call.
Ugh. Second and goal from the 18, but that's going to give a lot of that penalty yardage back to Rice Lake. 11.9 seconds left.
I don't think it matters in high school, but the ball was not catchable. It was thrown over the head of the receiver.
So now they'll spot the ball on second and goal from about the 9-yard line for Coons and company. And my goodness, each play ticking some time off the clock, and can't hit triple zero soon enough right now for Chi High. Can they hold on and keep Rice Lake out of the end zone with 11.9 seconds left? Second and goal from the 9. Coons throws it right side, pop flies looking for Orr cannot grab it. Once again, he's matched up with Jackson LeMay, and LeMay just forces him into the sideline. That ball sailed a little bit on Coons. A couple tight ends, Will Johnson and Will Swenson, coming in for Rice Lake. Third and goal from the 9.
That time they let a little bit of hand fighting go. Both players had their hands on each other. The ref was there. I thought, oh, this could be a flag, but good no call, just letting the players work it out.
I thought, you know, I'm a ways away from that, but I thought that could have easily been offensive pass interference or an OPI, because that receiver just kind of stayed engaged until the ball got close, and then he kind of pushed off and turned his body around.
Third and goal from the 9. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. 7.1 seconds left. Rice Lake leading 22-8. Coons pops it left side. Jump ball incomplete. Fourth and goal for Rice Lake. 3.6 seconds left. They'll bring out Will Johnson, Jack Larson, and Will Swenson. And Larson, I believe, would handle the place-kicking duties if they kick, which is, again, very rare for Rice Lake.
Dave, that one was right towards you there, and this time the defender kind of went right towards the receiver instead of the ball.
Excuse me, Will Johnson.
He did a nice job, because that ball was thrown well, and Guyton Patro just got his hand in there at the last second.
Coons will hold the starting quarterback. This is a 22-yard attempt for Will Johnson. The kick is good to end the half. Rice Lake scores in the final moments. It's 25-8. Chi High will receive the second half kickoff. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. We've got a good one here in Rice Lake. Again, at the half, Rice Lake 25, Chippewa Falls 8. We are back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports, adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Post with Post Glass and Mirror.
And I'm Dave Check with the Check Law Office.
You've heard our ads over the years on WOGO.
We wanted you to know how it all got started.
Dave and I played on Chuck Rakovich's first two BRC championship teams,
1987 and 1988.
Over the years, we continued to team up.
I've used Post Glass and Mirror for some pretty outstanding glass work in my home and office.
And we've used the Check Law Office for our legal needs.
We both continue to be huge fans of Chi High Athletics.
And as football alums, Rako and the Cards will always have a special place in our hearts.
We advertise on WOGO during the games because WOGO brings the games to the fans.
Come to the games, listen to the games, support the Cards.
We will continue to support our community, our teams, and each other. That is what teammates do.
Thank you for supporting us over the years, and thank you for supporting the Cards.
Together, we are rooting for the Cards to have another outstanding season under Coach Rako.
Go Cards!
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help. Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Welcome back. It's halftime here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you in the booth at Puglund Field, Dairy State Bank Stadium in Rice Lake, where the Warriors lead the Cards 25-8. A 22-yard field goal as time expires for Rice Lake. But Chi High will receive the second half kickoff. Only three possessions in the first half for Chi High. And really a half, Alan, where you think about some opportunities missed. And the turnover is significant as well, too, because 11 points off turnovers for Rice Lake in this 25-8 ball game.
Yeah, Rice Lake is a very good team. Hats off to them and the offense they run. It's multiple, so it really stresses your defense. Everybody's got to play their role very well. And, you know, we've had some breakdowns, and they're not killing us with huge plays, but it's 10 yards here, it's 11 yards here, and they run it well. And so then when you have a turnover, a couple turnovers like we've had, and, you know, we've kind of been experiencing that in some of our games, it puts so much more pressure on your defense. And you can see them starting to wear down here at the end of the first half. So hopefully we can come out in the second half, establish the run game, which I think we can, and then be opportunistic. And if we can get a stop against them and turn this back into a one-possession game, anything can happen from that point.
A few other scores to let you know about from Hudson Broadcasting on Twitter. Stevens Point and Hudson tied at 14
at the half. Also on Max TV, WOGO Sports Live on Max TV, back at Duray tonight. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski on the call. McDonald leads Gilman in that huge eight-player game. Two teams in the top six in the state, according to Wisports.net. McDonald leading Gilman 14-8 at halftime. And they're no longer in the conference, but it's that crosstown rivalry, Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial. And North leads the Old Abes 21-8. At the half, thanks to Bob Bradovich for that score on Twitter. We'll keep you updated as well. We've got stats from Dave Anderson coming up. Dave Hansen, excuse me. And also here at the half, a good time to let you know about something fun coming up on the final two home games for your Chi-High Cardinals. Join WOGO Sports, Toppers, Pete's, and Toyson Ford for a free tailgate party. Yes, free tailgate party before the last two Chi-High home games. So that's October 4th and 18th at Duray. You'll check out the newest Ford vehicles from Toyson. Enjoy lots of free food from Toppers, plus games and giveaways. Also, the Birdcage on the 4th will be out there with apparel sales in the parking lot. It's the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party October 4th and 18th. It's free. Again, free will donations for the Booster Club accepted, but we just want you to come out and have a great time with us. Come early for all the fun. It's 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. October 4th and October 18th. The Duray Field parking lot on the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. Again, mark your calendar, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on October 4th and October 18th. We'll step out, take another three-minute break. We'll be back with your halftime stats, more analysis, and your highlights as well. Chi-High trails at the break to Rice Lake 25-8. We're back in three on WOGO Sports. This is Chi-High Football.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports. Thank you so much to Dave Hansen
The Electric Pen handing off some halftime stats here. A preview of our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, which will come up in the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. Don't forget, as well, as is our tradition now, in that Post Glass postgame show, we will name your Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game for Chi High, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofer service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. That's rustproofers.com. The story of the stats looks like this. Again, Chi High trailing Rice Lake 25-8 at the break. Cards have committed two turnovers, one a fumble on a kick return, and then in the final minute of the half, an interception that Rice Lake turned into 3 points to give them that 17-point advantage here at the half. First downs, Rice Lake 15, Chi High 4 rushing yards. Cardinals 8 rushes for 40 yards, 33 rushes for 187 yards for the Rice Lake Warriors. Passing for Chi High, Potter 1 of 4 with one interception. Rice Lake only passed the ball 6 times last week against Menominee in that 36-19 win at Williams Stadium. They've already passed the ball 10 times tonight, 4 for 10 for 51 yards. Cards have passed for 36 yards. Total yards, just 76 so far for Chippewa Falls, 238 for Rice Lake, and that's really more about the ball control because Chi High, again, has only had the ball 3 times. They had one sustained drive, turned that into points. Their first drive got a first down, but then punted it to the Warriors, and again, just barely had the ball before turning it over in that final minute of the second quarter. One fumble lost for Chi High, no fumbles for Rice Lake. Penalties, 2 penalties for 17 yards for Chi High. On the other side, Rice Lake has kind of shot themselves in the foot at times with infractions on the offensive line, 4 penalties for 45 yards. One punt for 36 yards for Chi High and one punt for 51 yards with a roll for Rice Lake. Rice Lake with 41 return yards and Chi High with 5 return yards. For the rushing stats, they look like this for Chi High. Jackson LeMay leading the way with 5 carries for 26 yards. Drake Dakin had 1 rush for 13. Connor Duran leading the way with 10 carries for 72 yards for Rice Lake. Jake Coons has 9 rushes for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns. Lucas Peters, 13 carries for 46 yards. I'd say they've bottled up Peters pretty well so far, but then I've got a knock on wood for Chi High. For passing, as we mentioned, Noah Potter, 1 of 4 for a pick and 36 yards. Jake Coons, 4 of 10 for 51 yards. And receiving, Sam Abier, the leading receiver for Chi High, 1 reception for 36 yards and a touchdown. Zach Orr leading the way for the Warriors, 3 receptions for 43 yards. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with those halftime highlights. Rice Lake leading Chi High at the break, 25-8. We're back in 3 on WOGO.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals and small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a 4-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVTC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Hi, this is Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovee.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports. Adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to halftime. Derry State Bank Stadium, Puglund Field in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Gorgeous September Friday night underneath the lights here. Chippewa Falls Cardinals will receive the kickoff to start the third quarter. They trail by 17 to Rice Lake, 25-8. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports. 7 seconds to play in the quarter. Coons back to pass. Coons dancing, rolling out to his left, being pursued. Falls down. Braden Hagman pulls him to the turf, and that'll end the first quarter with a bang, a sack for Chai High. We'll step out, be back. That's ashleyconstruction.co. LeMay in motion left to right. Give to the fullback. Trying to turn the corner. That's Dakin. Dakin at the 50, the 45. Taps the brakes at the 40-yard line. Dakin. Another Chai High first down. Consecutive carries move the sticks for Chippewa Falls as they have their first foray into Rice Lake territory. Second and 6 Chai High, though, from the Rice Lake 36-yard line. Double wing, double tight formation. LeMay in motion left to right. Back to pass is Noah Potter. Potter looking down the middle, throwing deep down the middle, looking for Abear. Over the shoulder catch to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. A 36-yard strike from Potter to Abear. Their fourth touchdown connection of the season.
Nice job. They had a lot of action. Rice Lake was expecting a run, and then there's Abear with a slant down the middle past the defense. It took Potter a couple pumps to get a good feel for the football, but he did was able to release it in a nice over-the-shoulder catch for touchdown.
Trailing 22-6 with 2:49 to play. Double wing, double tight. He'll go crisscross into the end zone with a dance. LeMay makes it 22-8. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is goal from the 8-yard line for Rice Lake. Coons back to pass, looking right, now dancing out to his left, being pursued by Hagman. Coons breaking it outside the hash, pulled down. Big play on the far side there. Was that Drake Dakin?
That was Drake Dakin. He had nice closing speed on that. He did a nice job.
That's how the first half sounded. Chai High will receive the second half kickoff when we come back in 30 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Back in half a minute.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Well, the Cards still looking to get into the Johnson Roll-Off red zone for the first time tonight. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com. Cards did get a touchdown without getting into that Johnson Roll-Off red zone on the 36-yard touchdown pitch and catch to Sam Abear from Noah Potter. Fourth week in a row that those two have connected for a touchdown, I believe. It's 25-8 Rice Lake here on their home field. Warriors trying to go 5-0 and stay atop the Big Rivers Conference. They have homecoming next week against New Richmond. On the other side, Chi-High, their homecoming game next week. We'll have it for you on WOGO. Mark Halverson will be stepping in on that call. And Chi-High hosting Superior. Larson has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler.
Just to give you a little idea, in that first half, 238 yards of offense for Rice Lake, 76 for Chi-High.
Again, just those three possessions for Chi-High, and one of them very, very short, just a couple plays before the pick. Larson, again, a little pooch, fielded at the 33-yard line, straight ahead, 35-40, and up to maybe the 41, 42-yard line. Good starting field position if Rice Lake's going to keep it away from the deep return men. Chi-High can take advantage of that as long as they've got good ball security. Again, we saw them fumble the ball on one of those little pop-up kicks once. Rice Lake turned it into 8 points. So the Cards will start first and 10, far hash, 43-yard line. 7 yards away from midfield, trailing 25-8. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Give off the right side. That's LeMay. LeMay turns it outside the numbers, 45-yard line with a stiff arm, runs into the Rice Lake sideline with Connor Durand in pursuit at the 50-yard line. Gain of 7 on first down for Jackson LeMay. What's the kind of tone of the sideline, Dave Hutzler, coming out of those halftime adjustments we always talk so much about?
They seem to be upbeat and ready to go.
They jump back to the line here. Ball spotted right at midfield. Second and a long 3. Give to Boland. That's his first carry. Boland turns it around at the 50-yard line. Gets the first down, then stormed back by a couple Warrior defenders. But Jackson Boland, I think you mentioned before, Alan, he did not have an offensive touch as far as we are aware in the first half. Yeah, the mix a lot on defense.
Yeah, glad to see him get a touch early. Looked like he started a little soon. The timing was off just a little bit of that play, but got enough for a first down. And
honestly, I thought we had two backs moving at once. First and 10 from the Warrior 46. Chi-High second foray into Rice Lake territory. Double wing, double tight. Give to Boland again, and Boland this time finding a tough sledding right in the heart of the defense. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. Well, from joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care throughout western Wisconsin. They have locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and here in Rice Lake as well. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at cvosm.com. Double wing, double tight. Flip to LeMay. LeMay right into the heart of the Rice Lake defense. Spins inside the 45-yard line and down to the 42. That'll bring up third and long for Chi-High. Figure undoubtedly two downs to try to keep this drive going. They trail 25-8. First possession for either team in the second half. Two wing backs, a full back, and two tight ends for Potter. The double give, and Boland will not find any running room as he hits the 41-yard line and stopped right there. I don't think any question that Chi-High was planning two downs for this, but Lucas Peters, Will Johnson, Carr, all in on that stop for Rice Lake. Third and 5 as the Cards rush to the line. From the Warrior 41-yard line, trailing by 17, first possession of the second half. Potter in motion left to right, give off the right side. That's LeMay. LeMay runs into a wall, and he's turned back 2 yards shy of the stick. Turnover on downs gives the ball back to the Warriors.
Well, I'll give them credit, Chi-High credit, for going for what they feel like is their most, you know, consistent offense, the double wing, double tight. They ran that offense, you know, for those plays, and credit to Rice Lake defense. They're ready for it, stood stout.
And Dave Hutzler, I mean, it's tough to get a push up front against this Rice Lake interior.
They're aggressive. You have to respect Rice Lake because year in and year out, you know what you're going to get. They're sound, disciplined. They play fast, and they're a strong, well-coached team.
Chi-Hi drive took 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Now the Warriors will start first and 10 from the 38-yard line. The give on the counter, and that's Durand, who is their leading ball carrier in the first half, and he'll rip off a carry all the way inside the 50-yard line and down to the 49. LeMay was in the area, as was Simon Fish and Braden Jaquish. But Connor Durand getting close to 100 yards on the ground already. He averages about 93 per game rushing. Second leading rusher by average for the Warriors. And they'll have a first and 10 from the Chi-Hi 49-yard line. Again, that Cardinal defense was on the field a lot in the first half. First and 10, Rice Lake from the Chi-Hi 49, leading 25-8, under 9.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Early going second half, Durand in motion left to right, give to Peters. Peters stumbling through the middle of the Chi-Hi defense inside the 45 and bowling ball in his way down to the 42. Again, inviting you to join WOGO Sports, Toppers Pizza and Toyson Ford, a free tailgate party. Coming up, the final two Chi-Hi home games, October 4th and 18th. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Also, items from the Birdcage available for sale. Free toppers, pizza, games, and giveaways. 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. will be on the east side of DeRay near the tennis courts. October 4th and 18th, the Toppers and Toyskin tailgate party. Make sure to join us. Second and 3 for Rice Lake from the 42-yard line. Chi-Hi side of the 50. Give to Peters. Peters picking his way inside the 40-yard line. He's grabbed by the shoulder pads and turned back at the 36-yard line, but that'll move the sticks yet again for the Warriors.
Dave, it looks like the Rice Lake offensive linemen come off really low, a lot of cut blocking.
They definitely come out low. They want that advantage that where they've got the leverage, and if anything, they're just picking up steam. I'm watching these last couple plays, and their linemen are blocking to the whistle and then just a little bit more than that.
Zach Orr comes out of the game for Rice Lake. Will Swenson split out wide to the right, Strand to the left. Two wingbacks, no fullback for Coons on first and 10 from just outside the 35-yard line. Durand motion left to right. Coons dropped the ball, going to keep it himself, get what he can off right end, and that is not much. As Coons bobbled the snap, still kind of got a yard. Second and long for the Rice Lake Warriors.
Yeah, that ball just laid right on the ground, and he's able to scoop it up and fall forward for a yard.
Coons was looking at the officials there, kind of. It looked like he might have been getting his helmet twisted. I don't know if that was. I didn't see a face mask on that, but he definitely thought there was some extra by the Cardinals on that.
Strand left, Swenson right, Coons under center. Second and 9 from the 35. Strand going to motion into the slot on the left side. Coons calling out the signals with a man in motion. Coons keeping himself, late pitch left side. That's Koltunski turning the corner at the 35-yard line. Koltunski roped out of bounds around the 30-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. Down actually near the 27. And Koltunski coming up just shy of the marker. Third and short for Rice Lake.
As again, he was able to get that edge. We had dive and quarterback keep covered, and then we were late to get that edge.
So third and very short for Rice Lake from the 27-yard line. Again, Swenson wide to the right and Strand slot to the left. Lucas Peters, the fullback, behind Jake Coons. The give to Peters. Peters off the right side. Cuts into that B gap. Gets enough for the first down with a few yards to spare. Nosing his way down inside the 25 to the 24, maybe the 23 depending on the spot. Beautiful September Friday night underneath the lights here at Pugland Field in Rice Lake. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. McDonald football with WOGO Sports exclusively on Max TV. Check that out on YouTube tonight. Max at last check leading 14-8 over state-ranked Gilman. 6.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Swenson and Strand, the receivers. Koltunski and Durand, the wingbacks. Flip out to Durand off the right side, slanting his way inside a block. at the 20-yard line down to the 15 and very close to another Warrior first down is Connor Durand, who I do believe now has surpassed the century mark in rushing yardage tonight. Rice Lake comes into this game 4-0. Winners of 17 consecutive games after dropping their season opener last year, they have not lost, including that state championship win over Grafton, Division III state title. And of course, moved up with tournament performance factor to Division II this year. Second and one. Coons under center, man in motion left to right. Coons give right up the middle. That's Peters fighting his way inside the 5-yard line to the end zone. Yes, touchdown, Rice Lake. And it is 31-8, the Warriors.
You can really see the Rice Lake offensive line exerting the dominance over the Chi High defense, really winning that line of scrimmage. Good hard running.
Score comes with 5:31 in the third, and now the Warriors will go for two. Moore wide to the right, Strand wide to the left. Peters in that fullback spot behind Jake Coons, the senior signal caller for Rice Lake. Give to Peters. Peters off the left side. Excuse me, that's a fake, and going right up the middle is Coons for the 2-point conversion. It's 33-8. Chi High trailing Rice Lake on the road. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, along with Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, Elena Halverson, our producer at the WOGO home base in Halley. Rice Lake leading 33-8 over Chi High. This time the pooch kick is more of an onside. Not sure if it was intentional, but picked up by one of the Chi High upbacks at the 45, maybe 46-yard line. See who hopped on that ball. I think it was Ian Denning, the senior, doing a nice job covering that up. And great starting field position for Chi High. They started the last drive at the 43-yard line, but turned it over on downs to the Warriors, and Rice Lake promptly marched down the field to punch in their first score of the second half, and they lead by four scores now, 33-8. And time now, Dave Hutzler, you mentioned during the break, what's the response going to be for Chi High to keep this game from getting away from them?
Yeah, we almost just have to approach it like, you know, next play and keep your heads up, because if we hang our heads, it could get out of hand quick.
They'll go five wide, empty backfield for Noah Potter. Trips left, twins right. From the 46, Potter back to pass. Hanging tall in the pocket, now stepping up, pulled down and sacked by Will Johnson. Just nowhere to go with the football for Noah Potter. Loss of about three on the sack by Johnson, the senior. Still lots of game left, just over 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. The Cards with a lot of work to do. Second and 12 officially. Trips in the slot to the left. Twin receivers wide to the right. Potter from the empty gun. Takes a shoulder high snap. Again, heavy pressure. Potter rolling out to his left. He's going to tuck it and run. 45-yard line. 50 scampers out of bounds. Into the Chi High sideline. 3, maybe 4 yards shy of the stick. A nice run getting what he could there. Noah Potter, the senior. And that'll bring up third and a lot more manageable.
from the Warriors 48-yard line.
And don't forget, in our post-class post-game show, we'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and also name our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, your car's best defense against rust. Shy-high twin receivers left and right. Pistol look with the back behind him, Noah Potter. Third and four from the 48. Potter going to keep it himself straight up the middle. Runs into a wall about a yard shy of the stick. So another fourth and short coming up. Potter following the block that time of number 67, Carson Parker, the 6'4", 300-pound junior.
Yeah, we haven't shown much in the passing game, and I'm kind of surprised they didn't come out. I know they felt they'd have some confidence in the zone run scheme.
Fourth and one, Shy-High rushing up to the line. Fourth and one from the Warrior 45-yard line. Straight ahead is Potter, and Potter, will he get a good spot?
Yes.
It looks like he will. Again, on the near side, I was a little worried about where the side judge was spotting that one, but on the far side, the Shy-High sideline, the official is going to indicate it's a first down. So nice job there by Noah Potter right between his center and guard.
You have LeMay and Boland who can take it the distance on any one play. You know, to me, go back to what you do well. Go back to your run game. Give these guys some more chances. See if your offensive line can get in the rhythm.
Go empty backfield again. Trips left, twins right. Potter on first and 10 for the Warrior, 44-yard line. Shoulder pads high snap. Potter over the middle, tipped. Incomplete. Jalen Smith got a paw on that at the 32-yard line.
Incomplete.
3:38 is where the clock is at with the second and 10 for Shy-High from the 44-yard line. Second possession of the second half, trailing 33-8.
I mean, Rice Lake would be happy to get back into that cover two type defense and let you pass all night.
Potter again from the gun, this time a back to his left. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Bolin motioning toward the backfield, now splits it back out, and flags fly. I don't know if Shy-High had a couple players moving at the same time, Dave.
Yeah, we did, and you know, I'm not sure if that was a case of the center not snapping when he was supposed to, because usually when you see multiple guys go move early like that, sometimes that means a late snap.
Now they called that on the defense.
Really? So that'll move the ball up to the 39. So my eyes certainly deceived me there too. The officials on top of the call. Second and five from the Rice Lake 39 for Shy-High. Two receivers to the left and a single receiver to the right. And motioning out of the backfield, Noah Potter. Potter keeping himself. Now he's going to flip it to Hebert. Hebert on the reverse. He's got a lot of room. 30, 25, 20. Hebert down the sideline, still on his feet. Going all the way down to the five. Hebert with a huge burst on the wide receiver reverse.
That's really well designed. On that play, everything kind of initially going to the right, and then Hebert from the slot coming back to the left, getting the flip from Potter. And he had a lot of green space, didn't get touched till inside the 10. Really good play design by Coach Hutzler.
First and goal from the 5. Get the ball in Hebert's hands, my goodness. Already caught one touchdown pass. Potter floats it out to Hediger. In and out of his hands on the far side of the field. They were trying to set up what looked like a little screen out in the flat there, with Potter heading into the end zone and Hediger kind of flattening out behind him. Probably would have had a little real estate there.
Yeah, I think he it's happened to anybody that's probably ever had to play quarterback, where the guy's a little bit too wide open, so you might overthink it, and he just threw it over his head.
Trips to the left, twins to the right for Potter. Empty backfield, second and goal from the 5. 2:59 to go, third quarter. Shy-High trailing 33-8. Potter takes the snap, flares it out right side to Hediger again, and Hediger nowhere to go. Duran pulls him down. That's a loss of 3 back near the 8-yard line. Clock will keep rolling. Third and goal from
the 8 now.
That's interesting. I don't know that we've really gone to Hedegaard all season. And I don't know even where he is on the depth chart of our wide receiver position, but we went to him twice in a row.
Now the ball is on the near hash. LeMay and Smith split out to the left along with Sam Hebert. Hedegaard slot right, Boland wide right. Potter back to pass again, looking left the whole time. Floats it out, got a man wide open. Back line in the end zone, touchdown. Chippewa Falls, Jackson LeMay.
Really nice job. There's a lot of traffic in the end zone, but LeMay went down towards the back end and then cut out, and the defender was trailing him. And nice job by Potter. Put it in a great spot, dropped it in the basket.
An 8-yard TD pass from Potter to LeMay. Second touchdown toss of the night for Noah Potter, the senior. And it's 33-14. And Jai High going for two once again. Just a really nice touch on that pass there from Noah Potter. Double wing, double tight. Man in motion left to right. Give to LeMay. LeMay's got some work to do. Makes a stiff arm at the 5 to the end zone. Big collision right at the goal line. And LeMay cannot crack the line to gain. It stays 33-14. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
We need a little turnover here.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Rice Lake still leading, but Chi High, their second touchdown of the game, second one through the air, and fifth of the season for Noah Potter. Now a little onside kick. The ball is loose at the 45-yard line. Chi High says they have it. Do the officials agree?
Well, initially
waiting for the call and still waiting.
I think that's me, Chi High Football.
A surprise onside kick right down the middle between the hashes. Oh. And it's Rice Lake ball.
We were on that initially.
A great McDonald, an update leading Gilman 22-8 heading into the fourth quarter. Thank you to Brandon Berg for that update. And special teams almost coming up with a big play there, guys.
That was a nice onside kick effort. Got what you wanted. Trickled through the Rice Lake player. And then there was a scramble, and Rice Lake was able to do the dirty work underneath the pile to come up with a football.
So Rice Lake will get favorable starting field position after the onside kick attempt comes up just short. They'll start at their 43-yard line. Give off right guard, that's Durand, and Durand pounding his way into Chi High territory inside the 50, down to the 48, maybe the 47.
Will Johnson up there blocking.
They talk about a game of inches, guys, and as you mentioned, Dave Hutz, they're just so close, that onside kick, one that Chi High really needed to have against a lot of game left, but down 33-14 with the ball in Warriors territory looks a lot different than down 33-14 with Rice Lake and the ball on your side of the 50.
Yeah, I like the call, and we were on that ball initially, but Rice Lake just fought for it a little bit harder.
A lot of things can happen on the bottom of that pile. Two tight ends, two wingbacks, and a fullback for Jake Coons. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Give off the right side. That's a new ball carrier for the Warriors, and that is number 33, Vincent Weber,
listed as a fullback and a sophomore at 5'10", 200 pounds, also inside linebacker.
Drake Dakin for the play defensively. Nice job.
Ball will be snapped next, inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Teams have traded touchdowns here in the third as Rice Lake led 25-8 at the half. 33-14 where the score stands now. Warriors trying to win their 18th game in a row. They remain perfect on the 2024 season. Coons under center. Going to snap this ball with under 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Rice Lake really in no hurry here. Give off left guard to the fullback. Jackson Martin among others on the stop. Weber again spelling Lucas Peters. Larson with the lead block.
Just a clinic right now by the Rice Lake offensive line. He got at least 5 yards before he was touched. Really good job covering up the Chi-High defenders.
15 seconds left. We'll see if Rice Lake even opts to snap the ball here. Second and three from the Chi-High 39-yard line. That should bring us to the end of the third quarter. So as we head to the final frame here from Puglund Field in Rice Lake on this beautiful Friday night beneath the lights, your score, Rice Lake 33, Chi-High 14. Quarter four coming up. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chippewa Falls football on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
12 minutes on the clock in Puglund Field, Derry State Bank Stadium in Rice Lake. Chi-High on defense, trailing 33-14. The Rice Lake Warriors with a second and three at the Cardinals' 39-yard line. Flip off the left side, turning the corner at the 40 to the 35 to the 30 for a first down inside the 30 and down close to the 28, maybe the 29-yard line, depending on the spot. Ball carrier Aaron Hoffman, the 5'11", 170-pound junior. Hoffman was the one who had that big collision with Jackson LeMay at the goal line on the two-point conversion attempt. First and 10, gain of 9.
Yeah, they're really having their way. You just can't say it enough. Good job blocking. They're executing their offense better than we're able to execute our defensive plan.
Again, this Rice Lake Warriors program really thrives on discipline. Their discipline and interrupting yours. First and 10 from the 30. Give them the fullback right up the middle. A little running room down just shy of the 25-yard line as Lucas Peters back out there. Almost a minute into the third quarter. And homecoming for both of these clubs next Friday night. Rice Lake will host New Richmond, pending the outcome of the Tigers game tonight. And this one could be a battle for first place in the Big Rivers Conference. Chi-High will host Superior, potentially winless Superior. Second and 6 for Rice Lake from the 26-yard line of Chi-High. The fake to Peters. Coons with a burst inside the 15-yard line, taken down from behind at the 11. Warriors knocking on the door of goal to go again. Chi-High has scored twice, still haven't been able to get into the Johnson Roloff red zone tonight. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Rice Lake did a good job of making it play the whole field that time. They faked the dive, which we loaded up on, and the quarterback went off tackle for a 14-yard gain.
Two tight ends, two wingbacks, and a fullback. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Give to Peters. Peters off right guard. Not a lot of room there for Peters as he stumbles forward inside the 10 down to the 8. Again, Rice Lake can get a first down without scoring here.
Titan fan down there, plowing through.
9:40 and counting to go in the game. Warriors in no hurry here, leading 33-14. Rice Lake, no turnovers yet here tonight. Chi High with a couple. Jake Coons, the senior, under center. Again, Wisports.net has Rice Lake ranked as the number one team in the state in Division II. Coons keeping himself off the right side. Late pitch inside the 5-yard line is Duran. Nifty move and into the end zone. Touchdown, Connor Duran. And that makes it 39-6. Connor Duran, talented running back, one of the stable of running backs here at Rice Lake. And it's a 25-point ball game once again.
Yeah, they get about three carriers that are each of them at the century mark or close to it.
Now going for two, Coons under center. Sends a man in motion. Coons, a give to Durand, and Durand flips it backward back to Coons as he's bottled up. Coons now rolling out to his right. Outside the numbers, taken down by Drake Dagan, rips him to the turf. No two-point conversion that time for the Warriors. It's 39-14, 9:06 to play. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back. Chippewa Falls football on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Rice Lake, the home team, leading your Chi High Cardinals by 25, 39-14. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler down on the sideline. Elena Halverson, our board operator, the WOGO home base in Hallie. Line drive kick picked up at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Down the sideline, dragged toward the Warriors sideline is Bolin. He maintains his balance inside the 40-yard line and all the way down to the 35. What a great carry, tiptoeing and shedding tacklers, Jackson Bolin, as they sneak him up a little bit on that kick return. A golden field position for Chi High as they need to score some points in a hurry here. Nice job by the special teams unit.
You can clearly see why they've been kicking away from Bolin and LeMay all night.
And again, a lot of times on those squib kicks, pooch kicks, willing to give Chi High the ball near the 40-yard line as opposed to letting happen what we just saw. A big return back to the Rice Lake 36. Potter back to pass. Now he's going to take it himself right up the middle. And between the hashes, Potter falls forward to the 31-yard line of Rice Lake. Gain of 5 on first down. Again, the clock is not the friend right now of Chi Highs. They're down 4 scores thanks to those Warrior 2-point conversions. 39-14. 8.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hebert all alone to the left, trips to the right. Potter in the backfield with a back on his left hip. From the shotgun, Potter back to pass, flares it out right side. He's got a man, that's Bolin. Bolin straight ahead. He's got the first down, cutting outside the numbers. Bolin taken down by what looked like a horse collar, but no flag forthcoming. Maybe you saw that better than I did, Hutzler. I thought Jackson got taken down by maybe the jersey.
Yeah, he got taken down. I mean, I think nowadays it's like whenever we see the back of the jersey plucked like that,
true,
it's easy to say horse collar. But to be a horse collar, it's got to be pulled down with that. His jersey just got plucked. I don't think that was a horse collar.
Either way, it is a first and 10 in the first trip to the Johnson Roloff red zone for Chi High. More on that in a moment. First and 10 from the 18-yard line, trailing 39-14. Chi High moving quickly here. Trips to the right, single receiver Hebert to the left. Potter has two touchdown passes tonight. Potter back to pass under heavy pressure. Potter going to keep it himself, sprinting out to the right side, angling toward the sideline, and he's pretty close to another Chi High first down. Again, the Cards, first time tonight in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. That's second and two after the gain of 8 by Potter. Bolin to the right, trips to the left with LeMay, Hebert, and Smith. Potter from the gun, takes a shoulder-high snap, flares it out left side. That's Hebert. Hebert dancing between a couple defenders. He's loose at the 5, to the end zone, stretches, touchdown, Sam Hebert from Noah Potter. And the senior sprinter getting some work done. Chi High comes within 19 as they trail 39-20 pending the conversion attempt.
That looked initially like Hebert, you know, had 2-3 guys around him, and that wasn't going to go anywhere. And he's definitely been watching some Jackson LeMay video because he ping-ponged around and was able to break free and get into the end zone. Nice effort by Sam Hebert.
Potter to Hebert for the second time tonight as the fifth touchdown catch of the season for Sam Hebert. 39-20, 7:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Hebert split out all alone to the left. Looks like we've got a wildcat look here with Jackson LeMay at quarterback. LeMay takes it, following his block on the right side, trying to turn the corner, dancing at the edge, diving over the pile. Does he get in? He does. How about the athleticism there from Jackson LeMay? It's 39-22. Don't go anywhere. We could have a good one brewing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
They're expecting onside, obviously. I don't think we do it. I think we try to do some poochie thing.
Right back to the action here on WOGO. 7:57, a lot of game time left as the Cards trail Rice Lake 39-22. Third touchdown pass of the night for Noah Potter. Second touchdown catch of the night for Hebert. Onside kick is fielded cleanly at the 48 of Rice Lake. Didn't quite get the hop that Erickson was hoping for. That touchdown pass to Hebert and then Jackson LeMay. I don't know if I painted the picture well enough how high LeMay leaped, giving up his body, as you mentioned, Alan, to leap over a crowd of defenders at the goal line for that two-point conversion.
Yeah, LeMay, like you say, it was a wildcat where he took the snap and he just cut out to the outside, and Rice Lake did a great job of stringing it out. In fact, It was full to the pylon. There was no chance to get through the defenders, and so he went over.
So 7:56 to play in the game. Chi-Hi trailing 39-22 and still down three scores. Rice Lake with Coons on the keeper right side, and he's buried very quickly. Drake Dakin, and now a late flag, I think, came in. Maybe a little something extracurricular. Hegman in as well. So I thought I saw a flag late there.
So
maybe not.
Of course, this goes without saying, but we haven't stopped them all night.
Just wondering if that's a frustration foul. They're marching this off against Chi-Hi. Dead ball, personal foul. And I think there's a little something extra after the play.
So I actually saw that the other way. I mean, I honestly didn't see 52, and maybe Hags did have a frustration foul, but I saw the Rice Lake player messing with Colton Petzka after the whistle. And that's what I thought the flag was for.
Instead, it's marched off 15 yards. Again, they always say, right, it's not the first person, it's the one who returns the push or the shove. So first and 10, Rice Lake from the 34 of Chi-Hi. Coons keeps it himself. Late pitch to Connor Duran, turning the corner and hits the brakes. Hegman helps him to the sideline. Inside the 30-yard line. Quick update from Mark Halverson. Logo Sports on Max TV. With 3 minutes to go, McDonald leading Gilman, but it's a lot closer. Just one score separating those two teams, 22-14 in that matchup of two teams ranked in the top 10 in the state in eight-player football. Speaking of state ranks, Rice Lake, of course, defending Division III state champs, ranked number one in the state at wisports.net, their latest coaches poll for Division II. Again, rankings are just that on paper. Chi-Hi knocking off a team in the top 10 in Division II last week in River Falls. Will Swenson right side, Stephen Lau left side for Jake Coons and co. for Rice Lake. Coons, the double give to Aaron Hoffman. Hoffman has a lot of room off the left side. 20-yard line, dragged down inside the red zone down to the 17. That'll move the six for Rice Lake. Again, just not a lot of need to hurry. Really no need to hurry right now if you're Rice Lake up by three scores. Lion Swenson check out. Under 7 minutes to play. Go ahead.
I believe we got away with a little bit of a face mask there. I'm kind of surprised it wasn't called.
Man, it was on the far side. It seemed like there was an official in the area. First and 10 from the 18 for Rice Lake. Ball on the far hash. Two tight ends. Their familiar triple option look with Coons under center. Jake Coons gives to Peters. Peters picking his way inside the 15-yard line. Weber, on the carry and on the stop for Chi-Hi, Colton Petzka. Always seems to have his hat around the ball. 18 seconds away from the halfway point of quarter number four. Rice Lake on the move, leading Chi-Hi 39-22. Cards have battled here in the second half. Dug themselves into a 17-point hole at halftime, thanks in part to two turnovers that Rice Lake turned into 11 points. Second and six, the Warriors from the 14-yard line of Chi-Hi. Ball right in the middle of the field between the hashes. Give to Hoffman off the left side. Coons instead throws wide open back in the end zone. Will Johnson, the tight end. Touchdown catch. And it's 45-22 Rice Lake with 5:44 to play.
Yeah, really well designed. That was that counter action that's been kind of hurting us all night. And it freezes everyone because you got to still focus on that run. And then they had a tight end just coming free into the end zone for an easy touchdown.
So Coons to fellow senior Will Johnson. And they'll go for two. Coons under center, single receivers left and right. Coons back to pass, pop flies, back corner of the end zone, reaching up, making the catch for the two-point conversion. That's the 6'4" junior, Will Swenson, high-pointing that ball. And it's 47-22, the Warriors. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
.544 to play in quarter number four. The Rice Lake Warriors rolling. Chi-High looking for some late magic here. Pop-up kick picked up at the 28-yard line to the 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. A nice return that time for the Cards by Braden Runstrom. And Chi-High favorable starting field position, but unfortunately not a lot of time left. That TD pass from Jake Coons to Will Johnson from 14 yards. Coons to Swenson on the two-point conversion.
We've seen New Richmond and now Rice Lake, two teams that have great discipline, great effort. They don't overwhelm you with their size or necessarily overall athleticism, per se. Like, it's a team you feel like you match up well with, but then they run it so well, they execute it so well.
Homecoming again next week for both of these teams. We'll have coverage of Chi-High at home against Superior. Noah Potter rolling out to his right. Potter throws down the middle of the field. Got a man wide open between the hashes. Actually, really not that wide open as Potter fitted into a crease. And that was Jalen Smith, his first catch tonight. First and 10, Chi-High. Cards moving pretty quickly through the passing game. Three touchdown passes tonight for Noah Potter. 47-22 is our score. Chi-High trailing by 25 to Rice Lake. Trips to the right. Single receiver Abraer to the left. Dakin on the left hip of Noah Potter. Potter back to pass. Pop five sees down the left side looking for Abraer. Abraer looking up high. Couldn't quite pull down the catch as Stephen Lai. The face mask coverage there.
Yeah, ball was underthrown just a little bit. Abraer having to slow down and try to reach back through the defender. Wasn't able to pull it in.
Yeah, I agree. You'd definitely like to see a little more distance, a little more air under that one, and just give Abraer a chance to go get it.
5:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. We'll have the post-class post-game show coming up. We'll name the Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, have your Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and chat live on the field with Allen and head coach Chuck Rakovich. Hediger, LeMay, and Smith split out in a trips formation to the right. Abraer to the left. From the shotgun, Noah Potter with Dakin on his left hip. Potter back to pass. Heavy pressure coming up. Potter steps up. Floats it out right side. Got a man wide open. Tiptoeing down the sidelines for a first down inside the 20-yard line and into the Johnson roll-off red zone is Jackson LeMay. The Cards with the clock stopped at 5:02. Again, have the ball in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com. First and 10 from the 18. 47-22 the score.
Potter did a nice job there when he dropped back. There's a rusher coming off the end. He stepped into it and found LeMay for a nice dump off, and he got out of bounds. Good play. First down.
Twin receivers left and right for Noah Potter, the senior.
Potter rolling out to his left.
It's there.
Being chased, looks deep to the end zone. Oh. Couldn't quite connect with his receiver, Smith, right in front of the pylon, front side of the end zone. And that one, I think, just got a little away from Noah Potter.
Two-man route to the left side. Potter's rolling out. Got exactly what they wanted. Smith was running free and just got a little tight there to the edge, and he couldn't pull it in.
Telling you, the hardest throws to make for a quarterback are often when the guy's wide open.
Four wide, split evenly left and right. Drake Dakin on the left hip of Noah Potter from the shotgun. Potter takes a shoulder pad, high snap. Will Johnson breathing down his neck. Potter's going to keep it himself right up the middle. Splitting inside the hashes. Nice run by Potter. Breaks the tackle inside the five-yard line and down to the three. Noah Potter finishing off that run with some authority. Little pop of the pads there for Noah Potter. And it's first and goal, Chi High.
You know, the scoreboard isn't that pretty for Chi High, but you're out here, you're still playing football. It's Friday nights, you're under the lights, you're a senior, and they're just giving it everything they got.
Clock running again, 4:34 and counting. First and goal from the three for Chippewa Falls as they'll huddle back near the 12-yard line and run it back to the line. Hebert split out to the left. Jackson LeMay in that Wildcat formation with Dakin to his right. LeMay takes the snap, following his block into the right, taps the brakes, darts forward into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson LeMay from 3 yards out.
This time when he got the ball, he started to go to the right, and he's like, okay, you know what? This is a lot quicker if I just go straight to the goal line. He cut it back to the left and found a crease, and it doesn't need much. Good run by LeMay.
3-yard touchdown run by Jackson LeMay. Makes it 47-28, the deficit for Chi High. Once again, they'll go for two. They have not attempted a traditional PAT all night long. Again, trying to match what Rice Lake does, going for two just because Chi High's been down pretty early in this game. Trailing right now, 47-28. Noah Potter back out there at quarterback. Two tight ends, two wing backs, and offset fullback is Drake Dakin. Potter sends LeMay in motion, gives to Dakin. That's Colin Clary, and Clary into the end zone for the two-point conversion. It's 47-30, Rice Lake. We are back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi High showing some fight against the top-ranked team in the state in Division II. They trail Rice Lake 47-30, but no give up in these cards as Jackson LeMay into the end zone from 3 yards out, and Colin Clary, a two-point conversion run. And Dave Hutzler, you pointed out Chi High was playing with 10 guys, actually, on that play, and number 10, Colin Clary, still able to get into the end zone. Erickson pops one up high and well recovered there by Strand, I believe, right at midfield. Or Stephen Lai, dove on that one. But yeah, Colin Clary trying to point out to his team that they only had 10 instead of 11 out there and not able to get it changed in time. So Clary just, I guess, the equivalent of shrugging his shoulders and say, "I'll just get it in anyway." Update from Mark Halverson. McDonald takes care of business in a big win at Duray Field against state-ranked Gilman, 22-14, the final. Congratulations
to Coach Mark Maloney and the Macs as they get back to their winning ways in a conference that's just stacked with state-ranked opponents. Big win for McDonald tonight on their homecoming night against Gilman. Congratulations to the Macs. 4:10 to go in the game. Coons gives right up the middle. Chai High will have nothing to do with that. Gain of maybe one. And a timeout taken by Chai High. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Some reserves for the Rice Lake Warriors. And Aaron Hoffman gets loose. 45, 30, 35, 30 down inside the 20-yard line and inside the 15. Aaron Hoffman, the junior. A big burst for Rice Lake with 3:51 to go. The clock stops. Reserve in at quarterback for the Rice Lake Warriors, Grant Paholke, 6'1", 200, the junior. In place of Coons, Hegman on the stop there. And Chi High had just 8 points at the half. They've scored 22 here in quarters three and four, but the Warriors just able to keep the Cards at arm's length all throughout the night. 17-point lead right now, 47-30. Rice Lake looking for a little bit more, but still letting that clock wind as Paholke will wait before crouching under center here. Single receiver wide to the left. Two wing backs and a fullback. Paholke, the junior, give off the right side following his blocking. Is new ball carrier that time for Rice Lake, Clay Cowley. 5'10", 220, the senior. Rice Lake looking to move to 5-0 on the season and 3-0 to stay perfect in the Big Rivers Conference, which will set up a huge clash on the Warriors' homecoming night against New Richmond next Friday night here at Pugland Field again. This is just the second home game for Rice Lake this season. They certainly showed up and showed out. Absolutely packed stands here throughout the night. A few have trickled out now late going in the game, but big crowd on hand from both sides, from Chi High and Rice Lake. Second and seven. Paholke give off the right side. There's a lot of room, and then the gap closes pretty quickly.
I was just wishful thinking on my part. Yeah, there's that counter play again. The Japanese contingent left just after halftime.
Yeah, the sister city for Rice Lake, if memory serves, growing up here, Miharu, Japan, I believe. And so great to have some guests here actually right in front of us. Maybe we were yelling too much. Two wing backs, a fullback, and a single wide receiver. The left side for Rice Lake from the 5-yard line. Give off the right side and nothing there. Maybe half a yard. 1:35 and counting again. Rice Lake knocking on the door of the end zone here, but looks like they'd be content to run the clock out if they're able to convert here on 4th and 1. Minute 20 left. Chi High battling gamely here in the second half against the Warriors. 4th and 1 for Rice Lake from just inside the 5-yard line. Single receiver wide to the left. Paholke now under center. The junior takes the snap. Wheels gives to his fullback inside the 3-yard line, fighting, and Chai High will stuff him right at the 2. First down for Rice Lake, and that should just about do it for the Rice Lake Warriors. They should be able to kneel this one out. Don't think Chai High will contest that. So homecoming coming up next week for Rice Lake and Chi High. Warriors will take on New Richmond in a battle for first place in the Big Rivers Conference. And the Cards looking to bounce back next week as they will take on Superior, who at last check was winless in the Big Rivers Conference. 33 seconds left in a 47-30 ball game. Victory formation for the Rice Lake Warriors. As they will take a knee here, Paholke will trot to the sideline. The Warrior faithful rise to their feet. Competitive game here at Puglund Field, but Chi High comes up short. As we come to a close, fifth game of the season, hit triple zeros on the clock here in Rice Lake. Your final score, the Rice Lake Warriors 47, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 30. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Don't go away. Allen will be down on the field shortly with head coach Chuck Rakovich on the Post Glass postgame show as it begins. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes. We'll talk with head coach Chuck Rakovich. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, courtesy of Dave the Electric Pen Hanson. Thank you for the stats here tonight. Also, we'll name the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. Rice Lake moves to 5-0 and 3-0 perfect in the Big Rivers Conference. Chi High will head into their homecoming next Friday night in search of a win as they fall to 3-2 on the season and now below 500, 1-2 in Big Rivers Conference play. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's an education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. Alan Dunham down now on the field here at Rice Lake with head coach Chuck Rakevich.
Yeah, Coach Rakevich, thanks for taking time to take some questions. And kind of what's your overall, I guess, assessment after a game like tonight?
Rice Lake is a real deal. They are an exceptionally good football team. They're big. They're strong, they're fast, very well coached, and they're very, very disciplined.
Yeah, we've seen this team a lot, obviously been in the Big Rivers before, a lot of good games up here. And like you say, they're disciplined. And is there any one thing particular, I guess, you know, offensively that they did that was hard for us to defend?
No, two triple option. You know, I ran that offense for 20 years, and it's tough if you got the players. And I really believe that that's probably the best Rice Lake team that I've ever seen.
Offensively, Chai, really, you guys got some things going in the second half. You know, so it seems like it's kind of a second half team been a lot this year offensively.
Well, I think we only had two possessions the first half.
Yep.
You know, we didn't have the ball much, and defense couldn't get off the field, and it didn't give us an opportunity to set things up and get things going in the second half. But things worked a little better offensively for us, but it's a team game. One side of it doesn't win, one side of it doesn't lose. It's a team game.
Yep. It's a physical conference, and you still got a few games left here. How is the team doing physically, and how are everybody holding up?
Well, I don't know about – I haven't talked to him yet tonight after the game, but we've got a couple kids banged up, I know, but I don't think it's enough to keep them out of next week's game.
That's great. Homecoming this next week, any expect any changes, I guess, as you get towards the end, the last push of the season?
No, not right now. We just got to lick our wounds and get ready for next week.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay, you bet.
Thank you, Alan Dunham, down on the sidelines, down the field, rather, with head coach Chuck Rakevich, and always so appreciative of Coach Rakevich and his graciousness with his time. Thank you as well to our sideline reporter, Dave Hutzler, for us all throughout the game here tonight. As we continue here with the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your highlights, your Holly Bovey names, stats recap. We'll name that Rust Proofers defensive player of the game as well coming up here. And also just a note as well, too, talking about homecoming next week and then the final two home games for Chi High on October 4th and October 18th against DC Everest and Menominee. We've got something fun cooked up for you here at WOGO Sports with Toppers, Pizza, and Toyson Ford. So join us, Toppers and Toyson, for a free tailgate party. Yes, free tailgate party before the last two Chi High home games, again on October 4th and 18th. Check out the newest Ford vehicles from Toyson. Enjoy free pizza from Toppers. Also, the students from DECA and the Birdcage will be out there at DeRay with merchandise, Chi High apparel, so you can support the kids, the schools, support DECA and Chi High Athletics with a purchase as well. Again, free food, free tours of those vehicles, other games and giveaways planned as well. It's the Toppers and Toys and Tailgate Party from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on the east side of the parking lot at Duray Field near the tennis courts. Again, 5 to 6:30 p.m. So come early and enjoy the time with us October 4th and 18th, the Toyson and Toppers Tailgate Party. Just making sure you know more about that. We'll give you more details as we get closer as well. But looking forward to some great
fun before the final two home games for Chi High. Once again, the final score here, Rice Lake gets the better of Chippewa Falls 47-30. We'll continue the post-class post-game show coming up in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats recap in a moment, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Courtesy of Dave the Electric Pen Hansen, some full game stats here. What kind of is jumping out at you, Alan, here from these stats? What do they look like?
Let me just give you a few stats here. Total yards for Rice Lake, 438 yards, 235 for Chi High, and then rushing yards, 373 for Rice Lake. They were moving that football, and, you know, like Rako said, there's a really good Rice Lake team, and, you know, we were coming out here on Friday night to watch two teams battle it out, and we saw a lot of really good football, which is great. And, you know, Chi High had a really good effort coming back in the second half and playing their hearts out. But, you know, tough against this Rice Lake team that's so dominant.
And again, I think we see 28 first downs to 12 as well. So Rice Lake with a 28-12 first down advantage. And a few other stats here, too. Penalties, Chi High, three penalties for 32 yards. Rice Lake, five for 50 yards. Passing for Rice Lake, starting with Jake Coons, 5 of 11 for 65 yards. On the other side, for Noah Potter, 7 of 14 for 101 yards, one pick, but three touchdown passes tonight for Noah Potter. Leading the way, receiver Sam Hebert with two receptions for 46 yards and two touchdowns. Jackson LeMay with two receptions for 20 yards. Zach Orr for Rice Lake with three catches for 43 yards. On the ground, Jackson LeMay led the way for Chi High in rushing with nine carries for 43 yards. Noah Potter also nine carries for 39 yards, and Sam Hebert Bear with one carry for 34 yards on the reverse. Connor Duran, 117 yards rushing. One player eclipsing the century mark tonight on 15 carries was Duran, but Lucas Peters, 19 rushes for 84 yards. They actually did a fairly good job bottling him up. Jacob Coons, though, with 12 rushes for 83 yards and a couple touchdowns on the ground. Aaron Hoffman, with three rushes for 56 yards. And again, Rice Lake was able to move the ball on the ground. They passed a little bit more than usual, but again, that was just a little bit of an offshoot based on what Chi High was doing defensively. Rice Lake is a rushing team. They can hurt you in multiple ways, and they did tonight here against Chi High. Again, it's just two very good football teams, and Rice Lake looked every bit a defending state champ.
You do appreciate watching good football, and they were in complete command of that offense. They could hit you in the middle, they could hit you on the edge, and they could hit you outside. And then they sprinkle in the pass game, which is really effective because as soon as you start to creep in and load up on that run, then they hit you over the top. Really well done. Good job by Rice Lake, and we look forward to seeing how they go the rest of the year.
Well, that's the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can give her a call at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. And now I know, Alan, you've got to drive the bus home, too, as you do all sorts of duties. I mean, you know, when they say, oh, he does everything but drives the bus. Well, you actually do drive the bus as well. But it's time before you go for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value, prevent rust, and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. This is always one of our hardest tasks, trying to name Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, because there's so many guys who get out there and contribute.
Yeah, a couple guys I want to think of. I want to give it to that defensive line. Think about Hagman, think about Petska, think about Dagan. Those guys are really battling. We're calling their names a lot of times. They're making a lot of plays. You know, it's not glamorous being there in the D-line in the trenches, but, man, those guys every week are giving it their all, and I would like to give it to those three guys, thinking about how much effort they put in every week.
So Drake Dakin, Braden Hagman, and Colton Petska, trifecta tonight, your Rust Proofers Defensive Players of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value, prevent rust, and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. That's rustproofers.com. We'll give you your post-game highlights as we say adieu here from Rice Lake in a few moments. Again, Chi-Hi falls on the road to Rice Lake 47-30. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes to tie things up. The Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Wrapping things up here from Pug Lund Field, Dairy State Bank Stadium in Rice Lake, as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Couple scores for you. North defeats Memorial in the crosstown rivalry. No longer a Big Rivers Conference game, but 28-16. The Huskies beat the Old Abes and Hudson on top of Stevens Point 21-14. That is a conference game, even though it's the Wisconsin Valley the Big Rivers. That's one of the mandatory crossovers. So Hudson getting a big conference win there, 21-14. New Richmond all over River Falls. So that'll be unbeaten New Richmond against unbeaten Rice Lake here at Pugland Field in Rice Lake for homecoming for Rice Lake next Friday night. We'll have coverage of Chi High against Superior, their homecoming game back at Duray, 6:35 p.m. on 103.1 FM AM 680 and Wogo.com. I'll have the week off, so it'll be Mark Halverson, Alan Dunham, and Dave Check on your call next week. And again, thank you so much to Alan Dunham and Dave Hutzler, our Wogo Sports broadcast crew, along with myself, Caleb Swenson, and our producer, Elena Halverson, back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Before we say adieu here tonight from Rice Lake, here's how the second half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO Sports. The Cards with a lot of work to do. Second and 12 officially. Trips in the slot to the left, twin receivers wide to the right. Potter from the empty gun. Takes a shoulder-high snap. Again, heavy pressure. Potter rolling out to his left. He's going to tuck it and run. 45-yard line, 50, scampers out of bounds into the Chi High sideline. 3, maybe 4 yards shy of the stick. A nice run, getting what he could there. Noah Potter, the senior, and that'll bring up third and a lot more manageable. Two receivers to the left and a single receiver to the right. And motioning out of the backfield, Noah Potter. Potter keeping himself. Now he's going to flip it to Hebert. Hebert on the reverse. He's got a lot of room. 30, 25, 20. Hebert down the sideline, still on his feet, going all the way down to the 5. Hebert with a huge burst on the wide receiver reverse.
That's
LeMay and Smith split out to the left along with Sam Hebert. Henniger slot right. Boland wide right. Potter back to pass again, looking left the whole time. Floats it out, got a man wide open. Back line in the end zone, touchdown. Chippewa Falls, Jackson LeMay.
Really nice job. There's a lot of traffic in the end zone, but LeMay went down towards the back end and then cut out, and the defender was trailing him. And nice job by Potter. Put it in a great spot, dropped it in the basket.
An 8-yard TD pass from Potter to LeMay. Second touchdown. Sends a man in motion. Coons, a give to Durand, and Durand flips it backward back to Coons as he's bottled up. Coons now rolling out to his right. Outside the numbers, taken down by Drake Dakin, rips him to the turf. No two-point conversion that time for the Warriors. It's 39-14, 9:06 to play. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Dunham, Dave Hutzler down on the sideline. Elena Halverson, our board operator, the Wogo home base in Halley. Line drive kick picked up at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Down the sideline, dragged toward the Warrior sideline as Boland. He maintains his balance inside the 40-yard line and all the way down to the 35. What a great carry, tiptoeing and shedding tacklers, Jackson Boland, as they sneak him up a little bit on that kick return. A golden field position for Chi High as they need to score some points in a hurry here. May, Hebert, and Smith. Potter from the gun, takes a shoulder-high snap, flares it out left side. That's Hebert. Hebert dancing between a couple defenders. He's losing the 5 to the end zone, stretches. Touchdown, Sam Hebert from Noah Potter. And the senior sprinter getting some work done. Chi High comes within 19 as they trail 39-20 pending. Hebert split out all alone to the left. Looks like we've got a wildcat look here. With Jackson LeMay at quarterback. LeMay takes it, following his block on the right side, trying to turn the corner, dancing at the edge, diving over the pile. Does he get in? He does. How about the athleticism there from Jackson LeMay? It's 39-22. Don't go anywhere. We could have a good one brewing. We're back in 60 seconds.
Quarterback are often when the guy's wide open.
Four wide, split evenly left and right. Drake Dakin on the left hip of Noah Potter from the shotgun. Potter takes a shoulder pad, high snap. Will Johnson breathing down his neck. Potter's going to keep it himself right up the middle. Splitting inside the hashes. Nice run by Potter. Breaks the tackle inside the 5-yard line and down to the 3. Noah Potter finishing off that run with some authority. Little pop of the pads there for Noah Potter. And it's first and goal, Chi High. And
That's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Your second half highlights as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Again, Chi High headed for homecoming next Friday night, 6:35 p.m. start, with highlights of this one on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Mark Halverson on the call with Dave Check and Alan Dunham. I'll be back on the 4th, and again, looking forward to that Toppers and Toys and tailgate party, a free tailgate party on the 4th and the 18th for the two home finales for Chi High. More details forthcoming on that. Stay tuned on the air on WOGO and to our social media as well. For Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Puglund Field and Rice Lake. Thank you to our board operator and producer, Elena Halverson, at the WOGO home base in Halley. Once again, your final score from Rice Lake, it's the Rice Lake Warriors 47, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 30. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.